welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
You, come here. Come here. Get closer to the, what do you have your earphones in? Dig them into your ear. You're beautiful. You're just beautiful. And yes, I'm talking to you. Stop with that. Oh, he's not just talking to me. Yes, I am. I can talk to more than just one person, to just them. Yes, this is just to you. This is to you. You need a little boost today. I'll give you a boost. How about I come by your house and take a swing at your neck so you start receiving positive compliments? That's what you're going to need. You know, ever since Todd punched me in my neck, I'm starting to feel better about who I am. I don't know how it worked, but it did. Already you're smiling. Shut up. What am I... Okay, so today, I was going to break this show up in two, but I decided, once I record a show, I hate to hold on to it, although I'm going to have to do something while I'm gone. I'll just drop it as one. It's Henry Phillips. Henry is the best. He's like a quiet storm. And I love him. And he's great on the show. And he's great on and off the podcast, even when he's hanging out. Great energy. All righty. So enjoy the show. The whole show is all Henry Phillips. And then Bert Kreischer next week. Wow. All right, that's it. All right? Okay. Goodbye. Enjoy the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Henry Phillips is our guest, hey. Right?
This is the Todd Glass Show, the Todd Glass Show. Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show. Over there, it's Aristotle. He's the producer. He sits behind a glass wall because it is a real show, and he is a real producer. Aristotle sits behind a glass wall. And there is Eric Olson.
Eric Olson.
Eric Olson. Eric Olson paid me to say his name a lot.
Wow, it's
Let's say shalom to Jingle Joe. He lives up in Portland, so he's not with us in the studio, but he does all the music for the Todd Glass Show. Why won't Joe move down here? That's none of your goddamn business.
Wow.
Then there is John Brand Wagner. He does the soundboard.
What?
He's young, but does a great job.
Yeah.
Gotta mention Duncan Carey does a bit of everything.
What?
So I'm gonna mention Duncan Carey once more. Let us not forget good old Johnny Colorado does the intros and the outros. If we're lucky, Gabe will show up or JJ will bring his trumpet. Get on up, dance around on the Todd Glass Show. Oy!
And Doug is here. Ba, 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 ba. Hey, since Doug is here, we'll give some bubbles. What?
Come on.
Let's do it up big. Why not? Wait. Oh, JJ's here.
JJ, that was a little good. but I don't see him.
That was me.
Oh,
that was me. No, that was me. That wasn't JJ.
No, that was JJ.
JJ normally plays the trumpet, but when I do that, I guess it sounds close enough. I guess it sounds close enough.
But you didn't have a trumpet. How did
well,
you
I just
do
it with my mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. I mean, I guess it's easy. I should play the trumpet. I've noticed one thing about an instrument. If you pick it up and you just think the song, you'll play it. You'll just play it. Just, it's not as hard as it thinks. I think these musicians, well, you know, you sing. It's
yeah, no, I mean, but there's union regulations. If you're
right.
Make
so anyway, I want to welcome our guest. The guy doesn't even listen. The guy. That character is me. Henry Phillips. How?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Come on. It's Henry Phillips.
All right.
Yeah, we're not like other shows where you give this shit round of applause. Make someone feel welcome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just when you think they've had enough, you give them a... Thank you. John Brand Wagner is standing up. Duncan is standing up to George Carlin. Yeah, we have a little... We don't just... Other podcasts, they go, oh, we insinuate applause. No, when you go to a show and a performer you like walks out, do you just give them a little round of applause? You don't, right? No, you do not. You make them feel love. That's what you do. That's what you do. You make them feel love. Henry Phillips.
Punching Henry, you should watch it. It's on YouTube and on iTunes.
For you, I give them more
Maybe
love.
You wanna watch it on Vudu or Google Play or Amazon. You can rent it for $6.99. Or if you like to,
hold on, I got a new bubble machine.
You can buy it.
That's right. Henry, look. Bubbles.
Oh, that's so nice.
Hey, you son of a bitch. Look at all the bubbles for Henry, everybody. Oh, yeah. Why not?
That's $2 extra. If that money goes to Henry, then you should do it that way. Otherwise, save $2.
Well, play it again. Play it again. We talked
luck.
Over it. It's disrespectful to Joe and Henry.
Has a new movie.
What?
Punching Henry. You should watch it. It's on YouTube and on iTunes. Maybe you want to watch it on Vudu or Google Play or Amazon.
Why would you put that in there?
You can rent it for $6.99. Or if you like to, you can buy it.
Ruins
All
it.
All the platforms have enlisted for only $12.99, except for iTunes. They want $14.99. That's $2 extra. If that money goes to Henry, then you should do it that way. Otherwise, save $2.
Well, how do you feel now, you pile?
I feel great.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
no,
to be
that
rude.
Is really... Well, that's got to be the best welcome from
is
any
it?
Show.
We
yeah.
practice that all
no,
night.
No, I mean, I watch talk shows and...
they don't make guests feel at
they
home.
They don't do that, but that's...
You think
you
I should take
do.
Over these talk shows is what you're saying.
They write a song, and but it's like...
I write a song. Of course I write a song.
It's...
It's what?
It's nice to see
it's
that
nice.
Somebody
it's
made
nice.
The effort.
Make an effort.
And you would think a TV show
would
that would have this unlimited budget...
would make more of an effort, but they make less of an effort.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
You're right. This is amazing.
Podcasts are better than TV.
Podcasts are better than TV.
That's what I'm saying.
Podcasts are better than TV. I think we think a lot.
I'm not even worried about burning bridges with all my TV opportunities.
Oh, do you hear what we're saying?
Wow.
We think a lot alike.
I think we do.
We do.
It's amazing.
What?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We even kind of talk a little bit
little
the same.
Same.
And what's
and
weird
I'm not trying.
Is,
hold on. I swear to God, I'm not trying. This is a,
I'm not trying
this
either.
Is a crazy,
this is crazy. It's like
it's
this
like
crazy
this
thing.
Crazy
that,
thing.
Like we're both kind of line with each other's thoughts.
With
you
each
know,
other's
we're on the
thoughts.
Same
we're
wavelength.
On the same wavelength.
I guess is what
this
I'm
is,
trying to
what
say.
What I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
yeah.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Here, let's try
let's
this.
Let's try this. What?
I'll say
no, that
a word.
Was crazy. You got to admit it.
What, you were going to try something too?
Yes.
Okay.
This is fucked up. This is like what they talk about.
I'll say a word, and you say the next word in the sentence, and I'll bet it'll be exactly what we were going to say, and we're going to make a whole sentence.
You want to go ahead.
I
like
being.
Shut the. Wow.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say is I like being.
I got a few things.
It's better than being dead. I like being.
Henry,
existing.
It's great to have you here.
Hey, thanks.
Now, listen, I do have a few things to talk about, but they're going to involve you.
Oh.
But one is hi, by the way.
Hey.
Do you like that new jingle?
Oh, I love it.
Great. We'll play it again. I think we have some old ones for him, too. Maybe we should look up some of those later. But not now. Not now. Hello, everybody. Are you uncomfortable saying I love you to people?
Yeah.
Do you have a friend says it to you? I love you, buddy, and hangs up the
phone? Oh, I got so many friends that say it.
And when, do you ever start saying it back? We talked about this last week,
I'll
too.
Say, sometimes I'll say you too, or I'll say like, I'll be like,
that's
yeah, man,
worse
cool.
than if you say in a relationship, because if I love you, no, you too. How's
it's,
that
it
make
It really
any
puts
sense?
Me in a, like, pretend we're ending a phone call, and it's like, no, all right, man, good to talk to you. And then
you get your phone. Why
and then you drop it.
Why not do it with the phone?
Okay. Yeah,
I
sure.
usually go with the ditto.
Okay, no, you can't say, text. No, you don't. Oh, hold on. I want to, you're lying. Okay, go ahead. Move away from the, oh, you'll turn his mic off. So, I try to get the guests every week to move away from the mic, because then it gets the real good quality.
So
I want it to sound like
the phone right now?
Yeah, whenever I do this, it means move your head away from the mic.
Okay, but you can hear me.
And if I say it aggressively, it means I'm angry that you're not doing what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Sometimes
what's
I make a swing at somebody. I take my hand and I gesture, move away from the mic when you're doing the fake phone thing. And they sit there, and then they move an inch away. Oh. And then when I, however the frustration I show in my tone, here's what it normally is. People at home, I take my hand and I go, move away a little harder. I'm 10 times angrier inside.
Oh, wow.
But I hide it. That's me putting on a game face. Move further away from the mic. Oh, yes. Yeah, so
you can hear me now?
What is this, an AT&T commercial?
I'm on the phone.
Yes, yes. You're on the phone.
Okay, so we're on a phone conversation.
Okay, sure.
And, you know, we're wrapping up, and you're going to drop the I love you, but right after my cue here. So, all right, man.
Hold on. Can I get my phone thing, too? I have a phone voice, too. Not to brag. How come I can never find it? This is absurd. There it is.
Shut the fuck up. This is crazy.
Hey, Henry.
So, yeah, all right, man. Well, all right, so let's meet at 6:30 and we'll do the podcast. Sounds good.
All right, that sounds good. All right, I love you.
All right, you too, man.
Yeah. Because in a relationship, if you say you too, you have to say it. And
if I don't say anything, it sounds weird. Here, try it again.
Okay.
All right,
Henry, I love you. Oh, wait, no, let me do it better than that.
Okay,
I interrupted you.
I'll see you at 6:30.
All right, I love you.
Okay, cool, man.
I've done all over the gambit, but before you put your fake phone away,
okay.
You don't have to hold it up to your face. Just have it in your
I
hand.
Gotcha.
Put it, drop it down to your side.
All right.
I'm like the police doing a podcast.
Okay.
Drop your fake mic down to the side. Move. Pull your chair in closer.
Take a knee.
Pull your chair in closer and put some slack in your mic cord.
And that's me to George Carlin, what I really want. But maybe that's what I sound like. I want all this love and this warm atmosphere in my podcast. I want everyone to feel loved. And then I'm like,
put some slack in your mic. You're freaking me out over here. All right, Henry, pull your chair in.
All right.
Pull it in and sit up, please.
Okay.
Because if I'm happy, you're happy.
Okay.
Okay, also, Duncan over there. Sit up and put your name tag out so our new friend Doug can see it. Everybody has their name tags. You think it's a joke when I make those name tags?
Sorry, I'm done. When I'm having fun, I worry about others.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to say hello.
Okay, so we're not.
Oh, the phone
this?
Thing with the I love you.
Yeah.
So I think the more you say it, I've done everything that you just said in between. I also learned to say it back. And in all fairness to when love you said, I don't. When Dave Rath, he doesn't say I love you every time he hangs up the phone with me. When it's something like maybe we're going, you know, something's happening, we haven't talked to each other while we have a heart-to-heart. If it's just, if he calls me out of the day, it's random. But no matter what, when it's always welcomed. But that makes me, we talked about it last week, it makes me uncomfortable too. But I'm getting a lot better at it. And by the way, I was always an affectionate person. I would say, if I was going to say something about myself, I think I'm an affectionate person. But with the love you... So you just have to say it.
Some people
you.
Were just raised,
I love you, Henry. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah.
What are you a weirdo?
It doesn't come naturally.
No, I shouldn't have made a joke because it's not nice. I know. I love you. Well, it's just the more you say it, it is a nice thing. I'll tell you what. If someone dies, you're going to be glad you said it. I can tell you that
I
much.
Know. You're right.
We should take a moment.
Or if you said it.
What should we do, Aristotle? Shut up. Aristotle's talking.
Close our eyes and think of somebody we love.
That's
there
right.
You
know
Let's
what?
Let's do that.
Well, hold on a second. There's this Friends song. You know, sometimes things happen beautifully by act, by purpose. Now, you've heard this song. I mean, this is
I love Flight of the Conchords.
This is a Flight of the Conchords song, you dumb fuck. I have a great idea. We'll go around the room, mm-hmm. and we'll tell a story about a friend. Bare your soul a little. A nice story, why you like a certain person. And this song will inspire us, some Flight of the Conchords. Doug, have you heard this song ever? It's... I think it's nice. Flight of the Conchords.
Friends sing together. La 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 la. Friends do things together. La 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 la. Friends laugh together. Ha, 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 ha. Friends make friends together. La, 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 la. Friends help you when you're in danger. Friends are people who are not strangers. Friends help you shift into a new place.
Henry, are you enjoying it?
I love it.
Well, yeah, don't fucking try any shit.
You can depend.
He's my friend. He's not my friend. Friends are the ones who are there in the end. He's my friend. They're not my friends.
If you trip over, I'll catch you fall. If you kick my dick, I won't break your balls.
If you get drunk and vomit on me, I'll make sure you get hit.
Oh, what's this? Oh, we heard words in the song, but now it's a little bit of a...
Oh, yeah.
Friends, right?
It's a little bit of a...
So, who wants to go first? I wanted to do it, but now I'm nervous. Do you want to start, Aristotle?
I've got a friend.
I don't think there has to be any rules. Like, it's a friend that you like. Why you like that friend? And you can't use me, everybody. I will not allow it. I know you all want to use me.
Can we use famous people, or is that douche?
No, of course it. That's better that way. It helps the ratings. Already, I took my story about my friend Jim Madden in Philly. I'm changing it to Louis C.K.
There you go.
Sure. Who gives a fuck about Jim Madden? And yeah. I know you listen to the show, Jim, because you text me every week.
I know, Jim.
Jim Madden. Jim Madden. Yeah. Jim Madden is a guy that was in my high school. We're still friends. I told him years ago that the reason I used to drive him to school was way out of my way. I told him it wasn't because he was cool, and he was on the baseball team. And he goes, "You thought I was cool? People thought I was a loser." I go, "What do you mean they thought you were a loser? You were cool. You were on the baseball team." He goes, "Well, they thought we were dumb. Everyone thought we were dumb because we were on the baseball team." I talk about putting things into perspective. Not that there aren't popular kids. That's not my point. But still, all this time I thought he was cool. And now he tells me, no, not in my head. I was a baseball player, and everyone said how dumb we were. I said, well, you know what? Give me some gas money. I went out of the way to get you. You fucking you presented yourself in a false manner.
Wait, what are
that
we
was
doing
yours?
Again?
We're telling our friend's story.
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be a story?
No, it could just be a little anecdote about a friend that you like.
Shit.
That makes you feel special.
Well, now I can't think of an exact story. Well,
this my podcast is failing miserably. I've never seen so many people sitting around a table nervous. Oh my God, Eric looks like he's sitting on a block of ice. He's like, and me, I'm the same way. But when I do, no, I'm overthinking it. I'll go first.
Okay.
Can you play the original song so I can picture it again?
I thought you already went with your.
No, that wasn't a compliment. That was I was making fun of him.
La 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 la, friends do things together. La 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 la, friends laugh together. Friends make graphs together. La 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 la,
think of your friend. Even if they died, you can still think of them. And so what, you'll get a little sad, but it's also going to make you feel good too.
Friends are the ones on whom you can depend.
He's my friend. He's
just because your friend is dead doesn't mean you can't include them in your bits.
He's my friend.
Right? They feel special. It makes them more here. Think of your friend that unfortunately died. Think of some good shit you did with them or her. Get it? I said them or her.
Girls can be dead.
Girls can be dead too. No, I'm open minded.
Very progressive.
So I have a friend, Dave Olson, and I talked about him, I think maybe a long time ago, but Dave was my friend. I didn't have a lot of friends because I moved year to year from school to school. But But Dave came up to me one day in ninth grade. He started talking to me, and my brother comes over, Corey. He goes, you know, he's the president. I was like, he is? I thought of the United States, to be honest. But I thought, oh, and he goes to our school. I kid. I can't make jokes in the middle of my story. Does that count as my grade? So he was always very friendly, and he was a super nice guy. So years later, when I was leaving his house, when we were sort of, I didn't go to college, we were leaving his house, and his dad goes, Dave, don't forget, be friends to someone that doesn't have any. Okay? I thought that was nice. I go outside, I get in the car, a mile down the road, I go, what? I go, wait, was that me? Was I the guy that didn't have any friends that you had to be nice to? He goes, no. But I remember him denying it. That's like, hilarious. No, that's for like, you know, I go, no, that's me. I go, that's, and, but I didn't say it was okay because I'm editing it now to what I wish I would have said. All I did was give him shit for 20 minutes. Like I'm some cause, you know. But, and that's who he was. He was somebody ahead of his time as far as using his popularity because he was very popular, mm-hmm. at to be nice. And when not everyone does that in high school. They don't. Absolutely. They use their popularity sometimes for evil, unknowingly. That's right. But to do it for good is ahead of your time. So, you know, that's Dave Olson, everybody.
That's great.
You know, you should get to know him.
Shout
right?
out to Dave.
Right?
And are you still in touch?
Friends laugh together. Friends make graphs together.
So yeah, we are still in touch, and he has two beautiful children and a beautiful wife, and they live in San Francisco.
That's great.
So there you go, Dave Olson. A little tribute to you. Died yesterday from a texter.
Oh,
that's a sad story. Why would you?
Oh, now
tell
why
such
would you
a
play
sad
this?
Story?
He's fine.
Oh. I've got one if you want.
Sure, I do.
Why don't we go all the way back? This was elementary school.
Is this true to George Carlin?
To George Carlin, this is true.
Last week, a guest disobeyed to George Carlin. I took a swing at their neck, and okay. It was a woman.
Oh, boy. Well, fortunately, I'm wearing my neck guard. No, because I heard that you did that. Eric Olson said, hey, man, just wear a neck guard if you're going to do a George Carlin violation. No. So this is elementary school. It was in New York City. There was a new kid. His name was Chris F. They called him Chris F. because it was already a Chris. And he was very quiet. He was a bigger kid, a little scary looking to the other kids, a little menacing, quiet. And I was very unpopular. I always had a crush on the prettiest girl, and then they never wanted to talk to me, and I just wanted attention and all this other stuff. Well, one day, Chris F. didn't show up to school. And everybody, the teacher was like, did anybody see Chris F? And I thought, this was an opportunity. I'm going to just jump in there and say that I saw him, you know, even though I didn't. I was just going to bullshit. I was like, yeah, I saw him. And she's like, what? You did? Well, he was supposed to be in school. And I said, yeah, he's playing hooky. I was awful. I started making
up. Is this a nice story about him?
All these kids came up to me and they were like, what do you know about Chris F? And I started making up awful lies. Oh, he was smoking cigarettes. You know, we're in second grade at this point. I'm making up awful things.
I did smoke a cigarette in third grade. Not to brag.
Oh,
well,
no. I smoke in third grade.
No, you got it's wow. in the middle of this story. That's disrespectful.
Oh, my
no,
goodness.
That's disrespectful.
Was it a Camel?
That's disrespectful.
Or was it a Marlboro?
Not during this. I love this bit, but not during a guest.
Oh,
not during a guest. It's
wow.
rude. It's rude.
Third
yeah, it's rude.
Grade.
We don't
I'm
do
like
it.
I'm like 8 years old, but I'm old enough for cigarettes. Uncut glass.
Henry.
Well, this...
very rude. Duncan, you're the worst.
This day, I was the most popular kid in class, and the prettiest girl, Nancy, I remember her. She was talking to me.
Can I interrupt you? And I'm too George Carlin.
Sure,
I'm asking
sure.
an honest question, so because I want to love this story.
Yeah.
Is this about a person, a good person? A
well, you're going to find out. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So Nancy's talking
myself.
To me. I mean, I for one day, I was the most popular kid in the class. The prettiest girl was talking to me, everything. But I went home, and toward the end of the night, I started getting really scared. Because I was like, well, wait a second. Tomorrow, I'm going to show up, and Chris F.'s going to be there, and they're all going to ask him if he did all those things. And he's going to say no, and then what's going to happen to me? So I show up the next morning. I'm terrified. So Chris F. is talking to all the other kids, and I was by myself, and all the kids were like, he said you were smoking, he said that you, you know, were doing crack or whatever I
whatever
said back then in second
whatever
grade.
Whatever was popular.
And I was sitting by myself. All the other kids were just like, he didn't do any of those things. You're a liar. You're an awful person, Henry. And I was sitting in the corner. I was crying.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. And they were all like, Chris F's going to come over here and he's going to beat you up because he's so mad about it. And I was like, oh, man. Well, here's what happens. Chris F starts walking toward me, away from all the other kids.
Lights a cigarette. No, yeah. I'm sorry. I got excited.
And I'm sitting there in the corner, and Chris F says to me, listen, I heard that you said a lot of bad things about me, and I just want to let you know that all those kids over there think I'm coming over here to beat you up. But I want to let you know that that's not what I'm doing. I came over here because I wanted to give you something to eat. And he pulls out a cupcake from his jacket, and he gave me a cupcake.
Is that a true
story? And he and I sat there, and we shared the cupcake. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, the cupcake had a razor blade in it. No. That part's a punchline. It's a true story, and I think Chris F. was a good friend.
What's his name?
Chris F. I never found out his last name.
Hold on. Not strangers. Friends help you shift to a new place. Tell you. You know, you're going to kill me. You're going to kill me. Can you come in clean with the song again? Without, before the razor blade?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead. La, 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 la. Friends do things together. So he really gave you a cupcake?
Yeah, he gave me a cupcake.
And I bet it, what if it had a razor blade in it?
Friends make cross together. I love it. I love
Come
it.
Come on, can't you be serious, Henry?
I know.
So what's his name again?
Chris F.
Chris F.
I never got his last name.
That's okay. I like that that story lives.
It's a true story.
And I believe you, and I believe you to George Carlin, but that someone took a cupcake out. And I was like,
out of
where?
That's my question.
Out of his jacket. How
well,
dare
look, this
you?
Is a this is
a cupcake in his pocket?
Yeah. He had it was wrapped in like cellophane or something. And this is back in the 70s. Nobody was worried about getting food from sources like they are now. You
that's
know?
The military in Eric.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Where's
I looked
this cupcake?
At the timeline. Where's this cupcake being stored? Was it all mushed up?
It probably was mushed up. We were
that's
in second
great.
Grade.
I like that.
But we sat there and we shared a cupcake.
And what do you mean? Did you stay friends?
Yeah, we were friends for the whole rest of the year.
Now you look back at him when you look at a picture of him. When you said he was a big guy, was that?
Yeah, there is a second grade picture that I have, from our school, and he's in there.
I was never popular enough to. I hope I would be nice just because I'm a nice person, but certainly my popularity kept me nice too because it wasn't big. There was a kid, Carl Huntsville, and I did do an impersonation of him for everybody, but never in front of him. Whenever he was coming over, I wouldn't want to do it in front of him, and I crisply remember that. So back then, even I was, not the
imitations
worst person.
Imitations are a hard sell when
I'm
when
Carl
you're that young.
From Huntsville, Alabama. That's how I did it.
Oh, man.
And by the way, I was not a bully. I was not a bully. He was just that accent. We had never heard of it before. Never did it in front of him. Honest. I'm not just changing the story around, but I'm not going to lie about how it was. My other friends would always ask me to do it. They go, do Carl. I go, I'm Carl. I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. And he had a really cool vest, though. I remember liking it. And I have a picture of it. He had a green vest I have a picture of our second. It's in second grade, actually. I said third grade. I don't know why. Second grade. And I have a picture of him in the class picture. And he's wearing the green vest, which I remember thinking I wanted one. I'm Carl from Huntsville, Alabama.
Did they ever?
He was scared of the kids, but I was friendly with him.
Tell him that you were doing the imitation? Did he ever find out?
I never dealt with it. I don't think anybody ever did.
Because I was hoping what happened is you were in the corner, and at one point he came over and said,
you gave him a cupcake?
All those guys think I'm coming over to kick your ass, but I'm going to give
By the way,
you
let's remind our listeners, this is an Alabama accent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
I'll that's okay.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You do great voices in. You do like, what do you write? Songs and stuff?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's more what I do.
Can
I tell you? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but go ahead.
I was going to change the subject.
Well, hold on. I have one more.
Yeah.
We have time for one more story. Now, who?
Didn't Aristotle have
one? We have time for everybody. I'm kidding.
Aristotle's got
Go ahead.
Chris Aldana listens to the show.
He does?
He very quickly became one of my best friends. Met him last year.
Who?
Chris Aldana.
What's his Twitter handle?
What's his name?
Oh, fuck. I think it's at Protein Chris.
What's his name again?
Chris Saldana.
Chris, say it again. I'm sorry. I had my headphones
Saldana?
Off.
Saldana.
You know what? I hate to be rude, but I can you say it again?
What's the last name?
What's Saldana.
The last
name? Saldana.
And you
okay,
say,
so just the say the whole name.
Chris.
Say the whole name, please.
Chris Saldana.
Guys, stop. Stop. Just say the whole name, just so I can hear it.
Chris Saldana.
Chris Saldana?
No.
I think he's saying Saldana.
Chris Saldana.
Chris Saldana.
What is it?
Casalsa.
Aristotle. I was trying to give the guy a lot of shout. Hey, what's his name again? Chris what?
Chris Saldana.
Chris Saldana. Hey, Chris, I was trying to give you as many shout-outs as I could, and Aristotle got in the way.
I'm sure he's already
pissed. Well, we've said it about 10 times.
Why would he be pissed?
Wait, we haven't heard the story, right?
Yeah, we haven't heard the story. Why would he be pissed?
Well, I can't pin down like a specific story to tell. He's like, you couldn't think of a story?
Just use the cupcake one. That wasn't a real story. I pulled it out of a book.
You just edit one in.
You can use the cupcake.
What book would it be in?
It's a book of stories for the Todd Glass Show.
So do you have a nice story about him? Look, I think if you let your guard down, everybody has a story about somebody that made them feel, made them breathe easier. Everybody. I can think of some about Dave Rath. I just didn't go to him because I talk about him in the show a lot. That were just, a good friend, someone proves themselves to be like family at one point. You really feel comfortable around them. Steve FineArts, I feel that way about.
Oh yeah, Steve FineArts. Wow, yeah.
Give him a shout out. Guys, he's behind in pay for. You know how we charge people to keep their name alive in the comedy business?
Oh, he hasn't. He didn't renew his subscription.
He didn't renew his subscription. So we're gonna have to edit that out. So go ahead.
Fuck.
How about that he accepts just the fact that his overall being is you like it, even though you can't think of a specific story. I, too, George Carlin, believe what I'm saying. You want to because you're saying he's somebody that makes your life better.
Yeah. And we have a great time every time we're together.
Right.
It's just nothing's popping out right now. We make comics together.
La, 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 la. Friends love together. Ha, 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 ha. Friends make graphs together.
And John, do you have somebody? Now, John, because Aristotle ate up all your time. I ruined a bit by just yelling at everybody in between it. Well, that would have been fun if Henry's story didn't involve a bully and a cupcake. I told you no bully jokes. Now, go ahead.
I'll be quick.
Good. You don't have to be quick.
The first guy who had the same comedic outlook, Matt Wickstrom.
Matt.
It's a big thing to find someone who gets you comedically.
Oh, you met him in the comedy business?
No, I met him working. He's not a comic. He's just a really funny, normal
person. Where does he work?
He works in restaurants in Denver, Colorado.
Be honest with me, and I'll never make fun of you. Are you taking Henry's idea and getting this out of a book? What's say his name again?
Matt Wickstrom.
Matt Wickstrom.
Oh, what's his Twitter?
Well, hello, I'm Matt Wickstrom. It doesn't sound real. It's like, dun, dun, dun. Hey, everybody, I'm Matt Wickstrom.
Hey, you're at the border. What's your name?
Max Wickstrom.
My name is Matt Wickstrom.
Come on through.
Thank you. All right, so did you finish your story about him?
Yes.
It was very nice. Now, why don't you fade into the other music?
Can I tell another sweet story about a different
I would love it. Yeah. I have nothing but time on my hands. Do you know the good thing about it? I own the show. I don't mean to brag, but I am the owner of the show.
Well, this is adults, adult friends. I think that's what this is all about.
And it could be any friend. You could be a younger person.
I was sharing a hotel room with a comic who was the feature act, and I was having a problem. I had some kind of a bite or something on my ass.
Doug, get that whistle away from him.
I had some kind
of middle of a goddamn interview.
Bite on my ass, and I don't know if it was big bugs or whatever it was, but it was itching like crazy, and I was just itching and itching and itching, and I was like, I hope it's not too loud, and I hope the guy's not waking up or whatever.
Were you camping?
No, we were in a hotel.
Ramada Inn. I listen.
This was in Cincinnati, Ohio, and this gets a little graphic, and I apologize.
No, that's okay.
But I apparently scratched so much the next morning, I noticed there was blood on my sheet from scratching my ass too much. And I didn't know what to tell, the people at the
hotel.
Yeah. Well, I was I was totally nervous, and I told this the other comic that I was with. I was like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't tell them that I was scratching my ass and it's bleeding. You know, I'm just too embarrassed. Well, anyway, he jumped in there, and he said, "I've got this." And on the way out, when we were checking out, he said, "Listen, there's some blood in the bed upstairs, and I just want to let you know that that's because we got a hooker and she was on her period." And and you know what?
La, 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 la. Friends love together.
What? I just look back on that story, and the reason I think it's so beautiful between two friends is that
he did cover for you.
He was selfless about it. I mean, he's right. saying that he did something illegal, and that right. he's throwing the hooker under the bus and right. all this other stuff.
No one thinks about
it. But he
her.
Was doing it to or protect him. Me. And do you know who that guy was?
Is this true? Because I'll take this
no,
as a beautiful
this was
story.
No, this was going to be bullshit.
That whole story never happened?
No, I mean, well, parts of it did. I did scratch my ass. But nobody covered for me.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, everybody! It's Saturday night! Yeah!
Todd Glass, Todd Giggity Glass. I think you've heard he's got reverb. Todd Glass, number one podcast. Todd Glass, Giggity Glass. Todd Glass, Giggity Glass. He's spinning yarns out in the form. Todd Glass, number one podcast.
Sure, it's a professional show. This is a real show. Can I tell you the most problem we get of jealousy? People go, "Oh, this is a real show." They don't know.
It's a real show.
It's a real show.
Oh, oh. It's a real show. Oh, it's a real show. Oh, it's a real show.
Oh, that's a really good one to do. If you're trying to annoy somebody.
Oh, is it? Well, that's, I don't know if that was Joe's purpose. I actually like that. Oh,
no, he sings
version.
It well. Well, it's a great, like, karaoke, you know, drunk.
It's a real show. Can you put some reverb in my mic? It's a real show.
It's hard to sing.
Well, you know what?
It's a real show. It's a real show. The only way I can get any...
Try saying red leather, yellow leather.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we remember your whole thing with red...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you ever hear this? Did you ever hear... Apparently someone took this to heart. Hey, by the way, I hope you're high, everybody. Get ready for this. If you're on acid, get ready to freak out.
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red. Blend them up and what do you
red, yellow, red, yellow, red.
And aqua, mauve, beige, and ultramarine, and every color in between. I go, kawaii, kai, non, chalumbum, color has its harmony, and just like
ba,
I have
ba,
said.
Ba, 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 ba,
red, yellow, green, red,
yellow, blue, red, yellow, blue, red, blue, blue, blue. What was yours? Red leather.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
And why was that supposed to help you?
It loosens the tongue.
It does?
Yeah.
How about just putting it in the microwave? No.
Yeah.
I don't think through a lot of my ideas.
Well,
I got to be honest.
This is a good lead into to this.
Is it?
This,
I'll decide this, the lead ins.
This MP3 that I sent
asshole.
You.
Asshole.
What? The MP3 that I
no,
sent
you're like
you.
A story machine, and you don't stop. That's why you're great with bits, because if you're telling a story and we interrupt it for 15 minutes, literally when it's all over, Henry will go, So anyway. And that's the way it works the best. So thank you for being, you're my friend. I'm sorry about this Dave Olsen guy. Fuck him. Where's he when I need help on my podcast? So what, he was nice in high school. Boo hoo.
I like the other guy, but wait.
What other guy did you like?
The guy with the southern accent, but...
Oh, that was Carl Huntsville. I'm Carl from Huntsville. Why was I doing that in second grade?
I still
grade?
Don't get that he was friends.
Well, he hadn't smoked cigarettes yet, so he didn't know any better.
I didn't know any better. I'm Carl.
What if he's listening now? And he knows that you were making fun of him back then.
Well, I wasn't making fun of him.
I see.
Soaking in his accent.
Flattering him.
No, you have a guy's funny way of looking. I'm actually nervous because if you saw how tall he was then, he could come swinging with an axe.
Okay.
You know, around my neighborhood. I'm Carl!
Picture him walking down my street. Like big 20 feet. Every one of his feet is 20 feet. I'm Carl from Huntsville, Alabama. Does Todd Glass live on this street? Oh,
swinging an axe in the air, all because you got to look at some. And all for the unfair reason. He goes, is that true that he was just soaking in my accent?
Oh, man, that's terrifying.
Sure it is. Listen, first of all, hello.
Oh, yeah.
I want to. That was a cold opening.
Okay.
That's a cold opening.
All right.
We have the opening to the Todd Glass Show. You know, we have the theme, Joe's theme, you know. Yeah. Here we go. Now it's time to start. I can't get enough of this podcast. Henry Phillips is our guest, everybody. Sits behind glass because it's a real show. Yeah, why not? It's a glass show. Other podcast, the producer sits at the table.
It's a fake show, maybe.
Nick used to fall asleep here. Fucking drive me nuts.
We play a million jingles for our boss, Chris Hardwick. It's the time.
Boo. Oh, my goodness.
Fuck Chris Hardwick.
Fuck Chris Hardwick. Fuck Chris Hardwick.
Guys, watch your fucking mouth. Guys. Guys.
Fuck Chris Hardwick.
Go ahead. Oh, great. Now look what he does.
Leaving Nerdist.com.
See what you did? Now we can't have a show. Because Chris Hardwick listens in his bedroom. And if you say anything nice, he flips the switch and your podcast ends. Oh, that's our running joke. Someone gave me that idea. Like, whenever we're on the show and I go, you know what's great about a podcast? You just do whatever you fucking want. You could be quiet for 10 minutes and just enjoy it. Then that's Chris going, no, you can't.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
No, I like that fun. Yeah, that's the way I feel about that opinion of mine, okay? And I fucking say what I want, and that's what's great about a fucking podcast. I do what I fucking want and I say what I fucking want. What? No, I don't. I can sand down my opinions. I'm not going to want to lose my show over this.
That's great.
Henry,
I love it.
Do you tip when you get food delivered to your house? Be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because otherwise I'd edit it out.
I try to tip a little less because I figure, you know.
They need the.
They're not bussing. You know?
Okay, but let me ask you a question. If you get... Because here's the deal. Aaron Simon does delivery for Postmates.
Okay.
And I sort of... He helped out on the show one summer.
Mm-hmm.
He's 18 years old, hardworking, smart. And I'm surprised from the people... And you know what? It's not only delivery when it's Postmates. Like a strawberry milkshake delivered to your house at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And guess what? Does it go bad sometimes? Yeah, you can start taking that for granted real quick. I get it when you're starved. But take a step back for a second and realize unless you're you can have moments of gluttony. I did and then I go, whoa, now I relook at it differently. Most of the time it works. It's a cold milkshake or whatever you want past when Domino's isn't open anymore. I don't think you have the right to not. If it's 2 in the morning and you're getting some stuff, why don't you try to give $5 at least?
Yeah.
10 if you have it. Because you know the problem with me? There are people that can afford 10 easy. Maybe you could say, I only started tipping a little more about 3 years ago. I always tipped right. Sometimes they give a Domino's guys $5. And you know what? 5 he was probably happy. But I go, give 10. Okay. You have to give 10 if you have it. And that's not that much to give a really nice tip.
But what does the item cost?
Well, that's what I mean is even if I get 2 medium pizzas.
Okay.
It's just at that point. But a milkshake that I'm surprised. We're not sitting here arguing is $5 enough or is $3 enough. No. I'll look, some people, they want it, but you would love to give, but you go, I at least give 5. But we're talking about no tip at all.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous.
Who are you? And guess what? I don't think you're a bad person, and this is why I'm saying it soft. I bet there's listeners right now going... Oh, really good, nice, sweet people.
I've never done Postmates. I don't know anything about that.
Well, you're stupid.
But is one of their selling tactics like, hey, you don't have to tip?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because with
no,
Uber.
No, but since it's done on the app, people get to be. Like if a Domino's guy comes to your door and you're paying cash or whatever, you at least have to write the tip in front of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. With this, they hand you your food and leave, and then now, you can go.
Oh, well,
okay.
That's a flaw in their system. Like they should have it so that you.
Well, okay, now people know. Good. So if people are like, oh, shit, they know. But let me say this, because I love to cover everything, because when you talk sloppily, you offend people sometimes unnecessarily. So I'm going to clean up what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Look, when Uber started, and I thought those drivers were getting paid fairly, I love the idea that the no tipping, because when I had no money in my pocket, I wouldn't feel shitty. And in the beginning, I don't know what spiel they gave them, but it worked because I would get the Uber and I wouldn't tip. And they always were nice. They never baited me for it. One time I went to give it and he aggressively said no. So maybe they said, listen, you're going to get these tips and it's going to feel good to take it. I get it. Times are tough. But if we can make people feel, this is what I'm guessing maybe Uber said to these employees, that they won't think twice about having no money in their pocket. People don't like it. Some people don't give a shit about not tipping. Other people do. And they don't have any money and they get out of the car. Sorry, I have no cash. We can make them realize you don't need a fucking red cent. So I didn't tip and they always were polite. But then when I heard some background stuff about what Uber drivers were getting, when I did Uber X, it's still so much cheaper. It got to the point where it's like, well, that's a regular car. I know it was like $3.80 or $4. I'm like, how are they making any money? So I do tip Uber X. Yeah. But the point is with delivering food, if there's someone out there that goes, oh my God, I thought they were just paid appropriately, and you really mean that, don't be angry with yourself. But if you know, they're probably making their money off their tips, then just don't allow yourself that. Don't. It's not cute. If you did it already and you're like, ah, fuck. Kind people, I guarantee, have done it. I get it. But have the ability to go, don't reward yourself to get to do that one more time. You just can't get a milkshake at 3 in the morning if you can't tip at all.
Yeah. Well, I think Eric brings up a good point. It's like if the guy gives you
If you're such a good host,
slip,
take the show.
If the guy gives you the slip and it's like, okay, then there's a little tip amount, you're going to give him a tip. Obviously, but if you're
because
doing
he's
it,
standing there right in front of
well,
you.
Well, right, because that's the problem. Maybe they.
Well, this is going to sound like a plug, but Grubhub, you have to tip before you finish the order. So like,
that's a great way.
Tipping's part of ordering. So like when you finish,
good for Grubhub.
Yeah, that's
what's
what I
it called.
So, Grubhub.
Grub what?
Grubhub.
Grub what?
Grubhub.
Henry, improv one of those songs.
Grubhub. It's where you have to tip before you finish your transaction.
I have a little drum in there. You Grubhub.
Grubhub. There's a little place where you have to tip before you finalize your transaction.
If that's you're hungry and you need some food, go to Grubhub. I know I said their name wrong, but it's such a good company. Even when you get the name wrong, you can call Grubhub. Right.
But
fuck the improv songs.
The flaw.
Fuck you. Oh, every improv song. Go fuck it. That was the worst thing I ever did in my entire life. I tried to improv a song. I hated every moment of it.
The flaw in Postmates app doesn't cancel the fact that people that don't tip are shitty.
Well, here's
that's true.
Plug.
Let's go back to that. Thank you for reminding me. Anyway, back to the anger.
But does everybody always have cash on them? That's the problem. Like when I'm getting a pizza, I always put it on a card.
Yeah, but that's where you can put the tip on the card.
Yeah.
And what he's saying is because they don't have to tip in front of you and incline. Look,
but
I'm going
to
say.
Postmates, you'd have to have cash in order to tip them, right?
No, you can tip,
you
on,
can
the
tip
app.
On the app.
Oh, okay.
That's
right,
why
but you don't have to do no it tip. Right away. Like the person delivering your food can just walk away and then.
Oh, you do
the
it
the next
after?
Day you look at it and go, ah, fuck it. I don't feel like tipping.
Oh, I didn't
now
realize
that I'm not hungry.
That's lame.
And also, let me say this. I like what Eric said. It's not saying it in a negative way. First of all, I think I'm being pretty kind to someone that's listening that's sort of putting their head down. I've done things in this category. Absolutely. I'm not looking to vilify somebody. If you did it and you didn't realize it and you're in it, you're shrugging your head, just be a little hard on yourself because I think that's what it is. You don't see the person. You hope they're doing all right. You hope they got tips at other houses. But I'll tell you, from now on, if you heard these words that I'm saying right now and you don't tip, you don't believe in energy. And by the way, it sounds like I'm being flippant, but I'm not. You either believe in energy and you don't give a shit about it, or you don't believe in it. Because you can't want the best part of your night, and that's getting food, when it comes perfectly. And people know damn well we could all waste time going, well, one time, if it's an hour late, we're not talking about that. When it gets there, it's pretty fucking close to exactly what you wanted. Let's talk about that probably 70% of the time.
but it's always amazing that you get it. And we're not talking about freak cases. Don't go to those. If you want to be hard on yourself, at least start by saying we're talking about when it's all good and you don't tip. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So you don't mind that part of this sandwich that you get to eat a Reuben dripping in melted cheese. You do not believe in energies if you don't care that someone else, literally, there's someone else going, fuck. And it could be a college student, but it still sucks. Or it could be someone that's got to be baby food for their fucking daughter or son. And you don't care that part of you getting a strawberry milkshake, on the other end of that, there's someone going, God damn it. You're all right with that?
Yeah,
wow, no, you get to, you can chomp on your food with no, you're like no guilt Gil. Just been able to chomp on your sandwich, flapping your fat fucking tongue all around. Chomp, chomp, chomp. The other person is someone going, fuck. And now you know it. You've connected yourself to that person and going, fuck. And a little bit of their life story. Nah, ooh, those French fries are crispy. Stop it. Have some fucking dignity. And I didn't ask you to be perfect. I asked you to give a shit.
Do you know what it's like to be
in
traffic?
Sorry, I'm supposed not to yell anymore. I'm not yelling anymore.
No,
I'm sorry I yelled. I'm being nice and calm. You can't change people's opinion if you yell. And I'm sorry. Genuine. To George Carlin, I'm sorry. I meant it all, but in a nice, soft voice.
You can change your people's opinion if you yell.
Yeah, but it helps a little bit if you're not. Because, first of all, you have to keep reminding people, I am not being coy when I say, of course I've done shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then someone makes you aware of it. You know.
But I used to have an opinion that you were a guy who didn't yell, but when I saw you yell, I changed that opinion. That's all I'm saying. Oh, here we go.
What?
Henry Phillips has returned.
What?
To the Todd Glass Show.
Are you kidding me? Is this special or what? What's that over there?
He couldn't stay away.
What? There's smoke.
Anymore. He has a way with cooking and he really loves his coffee and he'll help you get in shape with his Spartacus workout.
Henry,
we love him on the Todd Glass Show.
Feather back to the show, feathering back to the show.
With Henry Phillips.
Yeah. That was nice.
Oh, is JJ here?
That was fun.
Yeah, you have a 5-octave range.
You do think so?
Can we clock
this? Do you think
this?
I'm a professional singer? Is that what you're basically saying?
I'm saying that your high note there and your low note right there was a large. I think that was probably 4 octaves.
Can I ask you a question? Is this singing? Is that singing?
No.
Oh, fuck. Then maybe I can't sing.
Oh, that was.
Play the other one. Is this singing? Be honest. To George Carlin, be honest. Is that singing?
No.
Oh, now I'm really fucked. I was banking to George Carlin.
No.
You were gonna say yes.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's singing. No, it's fine.
No, it is singing.
No, it's not. You be honest. You say what you said the first time. Why isn't it singing? I think people
it's
would disagree
of,
in the
well,
professional
then,
business.
Then what's
but you're
talking?
More of a comedian with a guitar, so you don't have a trained ear.
Well,
but no, I'm not offending you. I'm just telling the truth.
Is like the song, is rapping singing or is it talking?
Well, it depends. Depends what type of rapping.
It's rapping, I guess. It's a different word. Like, there's a different word from what those guys were doing.
I will put you in the chair. I will ease you back. I will look into your mouth and I'll remove the plaque because I'm a dentist. I'm a dentist. Kevin Sullivan. Gotta love it. Listen, here's what
stuff.
I wanted to say. Kevin Sullivan, that's right. So so that's not singing?
Well, I mean...
Mow, mow, boom, back to back. Boom, 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 chicka, chicka. Wow, wow, wow.
There's also, like, scatting. Is that singing?
Skip, bap, booby. Skip, bitty,
yeah.
Bitty. Rapping, play the original one again.
Yodeling isn't singing. It's yodeling.
Gow, gow. Gow, gow.
I guess that would be singing. There's a pitch.
Are you going to do a song for us later today?
But also, humming is not singing.
Later tonight?
Well, I have a song that I brought that I'd like to go over with you guys. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. To George Carlin, you're being honest.
Yeah.
Do you feel welcome?
And it's about singing, too.
Do you feel welcome?
I do. I feel great.
Do you mind if I do a little station identification real quick?
Of course.
Get up. Get up. Just open your eyes.
Shut
up. It's the Todd Glass Show. What a wonderful way to start each day.
Hello, Cleveland.
Listen to Audio 98.
Wow. Sure, sure, sure. We have new ones. We have a lot of these now.
The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show.
Big K in Kansas City. KMBC. The Big K. City.
We want to thank our new affiliate in Kansas City, Joanne and Rob over there.
You had Joanne and Rob show?
Yeah, Julie and Rob show. No, I didn't hear what you said, but I'm professional, so I caught myself. What did you say?
The Joanne and Rob show.
Joanne and Rob
in the morning.
Have you done those morning shows when you're traveling?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know all the time.
What do you do when you're on a morning show where you know they're not like, I just take over.
I try to do bits, try to do material.
You bring your guitar?
Usually, yeah. Yeah, usually they'll be...
They're always friendly.
Oh, yeah.
And half the time I'm going to say they're like really great. And the other half, they're everything you think they would be. They're not listening to one thing. Where'd you grow up?
I like it more when it's a real conversation. I think lately, because of the advent of podcasts, they have been forced to be a little bit more, hey, let's drop the
bullshit
noises and stuff, and let's talk to our guests.
Oh, you're talking about morning radio.
Yeah.
I'm talking about I was talking about when you do
the TV
Fox, like Cleveland in the Fox, but you do like the local Fox affiliate.
You mean the TV?
Yes, the TV.
I've done those. Those are always sterile as fuck.
Yeah, they are majority, but even those are changing. We were talking about different things.
Yeah.
I think even the local morning shows are changing a little as podcasting and stuff. And by the way, you know the worst part is when they tell them at meetings. Like I literally, and by the way, to George Carlin, I'm being honest, but they go, laugh more, have more fun with each other, but there's no chemistry, so now they're forcing it, so the other person makes any attempt at a joke, and they're like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, I know.
Bring it down a little.
Plus, but I think radio's becoming a lot more like podcasts because they're now putting their...
Yeah,
shows up as a podcast.
How about these people that made fun of podcasts?
Yeah,
not the ones that that I really made fun of it, and that's their story. They tell it. The ones that try to make pretend no one noticed. And I'm not talking about on a scale from 1 to 10. They were like weary about it. Some people that got into podcasting were weary in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, like what is this? I don't know. Really? Yeah. I'm talking about people defiantly. It's so sad. Everyone with their podcast, now they have one, which is fine with me. People change, but they don't think they have to go, yeah, you got it. If you want to put a litmus test on yourself, go, I know, I made fun of it. You can't do it and hope everybody doesn't notice. We're on to you. And I'm talking about one person specifically.
Oh, really?
No.
Well,
I'm really not.
To
George Carlin, I'm not.
LA.
But I know there's some out there, and I want to make them sweat in their fucking pants. I'm on to you, you dumb fuck, and I love you. Try to be a positive show. I love you. I do love you. My anger is only because I want you to be happy. What did you say?
There was a show in L.A. I don't know if it's still on, but it's on KFWB like at 3 p.m. It was like Tony and Rita or something like that. And KFWB was always a news station, but they'd play a news story, and then afterward they would do some banter. It's almost like somebody was like, yeah, well, we want to kind of have the best of both worlds. We'll play the news. So, like... They were like, the news story would be like, somebody stole from a museum a cigar that Winston Churchill actually had smoked, and then it cuts back to Tony and Rita. Well, that's weird. Now, do you smoke cigars, Rita? No, I don't. But would you if it was – and it's just so stupid.
Just whatever it is.
Yeah,
let's do other ones.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I want to show
okay.
you another story, and then you're back to the –
All right, yeah,
you're
yeah.
back. You could be Tony and
okay,
Rita.
Okay, sounds good.
I'll be the guy in the news, and then he throws back to you. What are you, Tony and Rita?
I'm Tony and Rita, yeah.
Police barricaded the surroundings of the bank, eventually catching the robber who held two people hostage, one getting sent out because of a shot to their leg. And now back to you, Tony and Rita.
Wow, that was some story. Now, Rita, I want to ask you, if you had a choice to be a robber or a hostage, which one would you be? And just, be honest. I don't know, Tony. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I guess if I was the one with the power, I guess I would be the robber.
You're right. This is
yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to like make it median, tap their pencil on the counter so it looks like they're comfortable.
Yeah,
yeah, we're on to you. I'm watching you tap your pencil. I like when someone's acting comfortable and they look comfortable. I'll give it to them. But I go, why are you so comfortable? This is boring. Maybe if you weren't so comfortable, you'd be funnier. You know, and I look like, by the way, Mario Lopez, I think, is a robot. And I don't know if that's an insult. He just knows how to. I guarantee the word behind the business is Mario Lopez is so professional. When you ask him to do a line read, he doesn't. Now, yes, I am making fun of the delivering of it, but I bet he delivers. In that world that he delivers for, I bet that he's a one. He just knows how to do it. He knows hand movements. He knows. And he looks charming while he does it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's Mario
just
Lopez.
Absorbing his
he's
absorbing
a ringer.
You're not making fun of him.
Thank you. I'm trying to absorb his accent.
No, he's a pro. There's
I'll tell you, you're a pro, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, never stop a drum riff.
What's the show he's on? Is it who? TMZ? Or
who gives a shit?
Extra.
Who gives a shit? I'm above that. But listen, you have. Weren't you going to set up that?
Okay. So this is years and years ago.
What year is it? Paint a picture for our listeners.
I would probably say 88.
Can I? Our listeners say with one of the most popular emails we get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
They go, your guests never set up the stories.
Okay.
They go, I want to hear every detail. You tell me it was a year. What, nothing else happened? This is true. I mean, I could read you one right here, and you can't make this up. That's a real email.
Mm-hmm.
Old school. I print them out. Listen. People at home are going, now, you know what people are at home doing? They're going, it sound like he's got a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So look at that. If you want to read it, you want me to pause the podcast so you can read through it? This email here? Daughter, disease.
Wow.
So the only thing that got us through it was when your guests really take
the
time.
Well, I'm going to paint a picture.
Okay, so what year is it?
It's 1988.
Wow. Do you want reverb?
We're in a rehearsal studio.
Do you want a little reverb? Sure. I don't mind. I don't give a shit.
We're in a rehearsal studio.
You want a little background noise? And then I won't interrupt again. I promise I won't interrupt. To George Carlin, if I get this right, I'm not going to interrupt. Didn't that feel good to know that, you know,
that's
I don't break that rule?
No, that's good.
So what do you want, a little music?
Yeah, a little background music, sure.
Sure, what do we have? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So the year is 1988. We're in a studio. I'm with my band. We were about to... We had to play a wedding, so we're despondent. This is a different kind of music. That's why I'm kind of... But we were really worried because we had a wedding coming up, and we had to get all these songs together to play for the wedding, and we didn't have a singer. So we put an ad out in the Music Connection magazine, you know, band looking for singer for wedding gig coming up. And so we didn't get anything back except for one tape, one audition tape.
I know. I didn't know. I got lost for a second, but I've heard a teeny bit of it, but I stopped listening to it when you sent it to me.
Oh, yeah,
because I wanted
listen to it.
Yeah, so he sends in, you're looking for a lead singer in your band.
Yeah.
So, what year is it?
So this is probably 88.
What year? What month?
88. This is probably like, I think it was May, because we had this wedding that was coming up in the summertime.
May weddings, that's right.
And we needed a singer. And the one tape we got is a cassette tape.
And this is to George Carlin, and this is real.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is real.
And is he serious, you think?
Well, people can decide for themselves.
Can I tell you already, I thought about putting reverb in his voice, but I can't make him sound better.
No, no, no. You just got to play what we heard. Because
I feel bad. What's his
name?
I'll
tell everybody out. I have no idea. I really don't.
If he got died.
If he's out there listening, he might be offended.
I heard he got died.
No, but here's the thing. We sat there and we listened to it.
I said it twice. That's how funny I thought it was. There's people listening
at home.
You heard
he died?
People at home are going, yeah, I know he said it twice. I thought I was maybe the only one that picked it up. That means there's someone in a studio deciding, oh, I got to repeat that. I want to make sure people hear that gem.
When I listen to the show, I'll laugh at it, but I was so focused in trying to tell the story.
No, I get it. That's why it's not for you. It's for the people at home.
That's right. So anyway, we were having a tough day, and we listened to this tape. And in the beginning, we were listening in all earnestness and just like, okay, this is maybe going to work. I don't know.
Wow, seriously.
And then midway through, we were like, oh, this sucks.
Okay.
And then by the end, we were just vomiting laughter for about a half hour, just going, what in the fuck did we just listen to?
And how old are you at this point?
Probably 18, I guess.
And I think that's important to realize that as you're listening to this, picture for 18-year-olds listening to this. It's 10 times funnier because you're 18 and, like, first of all, someone sent you this and you can't believe, like, this someone in their house. The whole thing is so I'm going to
let it breathe and let's listen to it. Like, let's. Oh, go ahead.
Just to set it up a little bit, we've determined that he's playing Stairway to Heaven on a record player mm-hmm. behind him and singing into the mic.
Hey, I hate to do this to you, but I just because we're trying to keep a young demographic.
So oh yeah.
Could you say not record player?
Oh, he's playing it on a.
I don't want to make you look too young.
He's playing it on Pandora
on your iPhone.
On his Pandora.
No, say it on your iPhone.
On his iPhone. But,
yeah, you
but
make
his
yourself
iPhone,
younger. I'm kidding. Why would I say iPhone? You're obviously, it's from the 80s.
His iPhone is warped.
His iPhone.
Because it was left out
in the
sun.
A record player. We leave all this in. That's the part of the joke.
So here we go. And okay. I'm going to cut. We're going to skip through a lot of it. But
do
I just want
to
show you the
joke. Do you think we have to, or should we let it breathe?
We could play it for 6 minutes, sure.
Oh, no. Is it that long?
Yeah.
Wow, no. Okay. I thought it was a minute.
But here, we'll play a little bit. And then we'll forward like a minute or whatever. But here we go.
Here we go. Let's start it out. Already I wouldn't hire him.
Yeah.
Get to your singing part, I would tell him.
There's a lady who shoots all the glitter.
Picture the 18-year-olds listening to it.
And she's by Stairway to Heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stars are all closed.
Now, at this point, you're thinking he might be the lead singer. That might be the funnier part of the story.
I'm listening going, you know, I don't know. Can we make this work? We're pretty desperate.
You have a trained ear. You think he might have what it takes. This guy here might have what it takes for the look to what we're trying to go for. He might not be a 10, but this guy could work.
Yeah. Now, let's skip forward like a minute.
No.
Okay.
I'll listen later.
She can get what she came for.
A little pitchy.
But it's...
She's by Stairway to Heaven.
Can I interrupt your story? Can we be the guys in the room that are talking after we hear that?
We're just I think it's good. I like
I definitely think his pitch is a little off.
I did hear that, but I think he's got it. Yeah.
He cuts through. His voice definitely cuts through.
His voice cuts through.
One of us going to sing?
Let's listen to more.
Let's listen a little more.
No, you're right. And I have a trained ear.
On the wall, but she wants to be sure. Because you know sometimes words have too meaning.
There's an interesting thing that happens here.
In a tree.
Well, I'll tell you right after.
Are you all right?
Wait, a little more, and then I'll tell you a note after this sentence here.
You have all the time.
By the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts on this hill.
Okay, so let's stop there. The words
point,
to the
like,
song,
got,
the words to the song are misgiven. That's what it is. My guess is that he's reading a lyric sheet and there's a little flaw on the G and it makes it look like an H. Because listen again, he says misgiven. Listen to that line again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's saying Miss Heaven. Okay, here we go.
Oh, but it makes me wonder.
Here we go.
There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts, I have seen.
Can I put a little reverb for fun?
No, because it might make it sound better.
I know, that's what I want to do. It's killing me.
You gotta sit here. We go. In the run,
it's coming.
You know who this is?
Here we go. We almost came in at the wrong lyric right there.
Oh, I feel bad for him. You know, he's only 18, too. He could be 17.
True.
Let's
That's
be
true.
Nice.
It's whisper that soothes if we all call the
It ends up he's 58.
The Bible will be
Yeah.
And there's some vocal acrobatics coming up.
For those who stand on, and the forest will echo with laughter.
These are the best.
Poor guy. I wonder what he's doing now.
I know.
If there's a bustle in your hairdrop,
let me just put reverb in a little. Just
okay,
for a second.
A
put a little
it's
reverb for 30 seconds. I want to see if it does anything.
Yeah, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's no time.
He doesn't ad lib right here.
I hope so.
And that, I gotta say, that's from the live version. He says, "I hope so," but this is the studio version. But anyway, we'll continue. It really picks
way,
up right here.
You know what? Let's keep going. Take the reverb out.
Oh.
Well, now he's cooking.
Your head is somewhere and it won't go in case you don't know. The vipers.
You know our fans are fucking to this.
Oh, yeah.
Dear lady,
I hate saying the fans. I'm sorry. That sounds cheesy.
Listeners.
And did you know? Yes, there were lies on the whispering wind.
I cut out the guitar solo, but here we go. This is the part that everybody knows, the end of Stairway to Heaven right here.
And as we wind on down the road,
oh, God.
Our shadow's taller than our soul.
Oh.
There was a lady we all know, who shines white light and wants to show.
By the way, you know this wasn't the first take.
Yeah.
And if you listen very hard, then two will come to you at last.
Imagine the ones he went, fuck
no.
All I wanted was all, yeah. To be a rock and not to roll.
You know what?
Let's...
Wait, the big ending right here.
Oh, wait, there's more?
The finish.
And she's barking at Stanley
to. You know what? We made him sound nice at the end.
That's right.
You did him right.
You really did.
You did him right. You did him right. You did him right. You did him right. You did him right.
You know?
Wow.
And
you had that. When did you lose that for years, many years, and then?
Yeah. And then I was recently transferring old cassette tapes, and then I found
why were
that
you,
one.
You recently just found yourself
well,
transferring cassette
tapes?
Well,
yeah, I have like 300 cassette tapes.
It's embarrassing.
And, you know, they're all 6 hours long. So in my lifetime, I did the math. I'll never finish doing this. But,
well, you know, we're going to wish you hope. Listen, we're going to take a little break.
Just a real quick addendum
whatever
to that
you
story.
Want.
That story.
You got nothing but time on my hands.
Do you know who that singer was?
I think I do know.
I did a little research and I found out who it is.
Mario
I'll
Lopez.
Give you a fan. No, he's on The Voice.
No, he's not.
He's one of the judges on The Voice.
Is that true?
It's really true. Adam Levine.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. That's bullshit. It was CeeLo Green.
You know who
obviously.
That is? That is right there, Ricky Lopez. You don't even have a real person.
Yeah.
It's Ricky Martin and Ricky and then another Ricky Lopez. I don't know. It's two people.
I love those stories.
Figure it out yourself.
And you know who that guy was? And then it's somebody you don't
you ever
know.
Hear this? Maybe we don't need to hear it, but I would like to play it for you.
Name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
A plumber.
Try again.
Of course. Dirty. Gynecologist.
And he doesn't want to go home to his wife after that, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Whoa.
That's embarrassing. Your wife's sitting home.
Dirty, but someone has to do it.
Dirty. Gynecologist.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh. That's, you wish, that's, I don't think that's the answer. I don't know if dirty's the word, sir.
That's messed up.
But, you know. Name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
Oh, Jesus.
Gynecologist.
Oh, well. No, sir. Sir. Maybe he's not. Maybe he doesn't have a wife. And
that's
he'd
a
be
doctor,
lucky,
sir.
He'd be a lot lucky. Name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it. What do you say? Trash man?
I mean, well, a lot of times you're thinking on your feet, right? So it's hard.
I believe me, I get it from the from that point of view.
Actually, you.
How about the guy
in
your tape?
That
you, how about the guy at the tape you brought? You make me feel horrible now because
well,
I make
went
fun
for
of.
Plumber
would you?
Too. You so guess was plumber, and then number two yes. is gynecologist.
Yeah. What's dirtier than that? That
name
I
name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
A plumber.
Try again.
Of course.
What were you going to say?
If you're the host of the show, mm-hmm. you know, the whole thing is you have to...
I wouldn't want
you
that to, job, but
you
go
have to
ahead.
Be, you have to be... Make it funny somehow. So I let's know. Hear... What, look, after a gynecologist, let's see what you would come
oh,
in.
Oh, wow.
If you're the host of Family Feud...
You want me to be like Steve Harvey?
Yeah, yeah.
You just no, say, I don't want to do that.
Well, here, I'll do
okay,
it.
Okay, go ahead. No, I'll do it first.
Okay, yeah, you do.
Okay, go. Okay, you're set. And I'll make you... I'll make pretend you're the guy that just said it.
Name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
Plumber.
You grew that mustache fast.
Let it go all the way through. Let it go all the way
name
through.
A job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
Plumber.
Try again.
Of course. Dirty. Gynecologist.
Whoa. Gynecologist. Are you married?
No.
Well, when you get home, your wife is going to want to say something to you.
Oh, I'm going to be in trouble.
This is not a thinking man.
Wait, I said I'm not married, though.
Well, you got to... I don't listen. You're glad you would
be. You won't be with those answers.
You won't be with those answers.
Here, can we do it? Can I do it?
Sure. Okay, here we go. Do it again.
Name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
Plumber.
Try again.
Of course. Dirty. Gynecologist.
Oh, wow. Gynecologist, huh? Because they work on pussies, I guess is what you're saying. Wow.
What if you really had to
I'd get fired right away. Yeah. You're the worst. You can't say pussy, you idiot.
Sir, please, not sir, they call you Henry, please. You got to think of funny answers. Usually we've learned over the years, just a funny look. Just a funny look. It means, oh, if I could say what was on my mind. Which you
what if you keep you kept having to bleep out the host's just response?
Yeah. Yo, are you fucking shitting me? Listen.
Yeah.
So we are going to take a break. What? How long have we... I have a new thing. It's my new thing. I talk and my side lip, I go... Like I'm Donald Duck. Like
John, knock it off.
I'm not too George Carlin, I'm being honest. It happens. It never happened before ever in my life. And now, out of my side lip over here, I'm talking every so often, I will. Like that. You know what, John? That's the last thing that Chris Burden did as he walked out of the studio. That was when I said we had enough. I said, you know what? We had enough. So how long have we been going?
Hour 20.
Wow. You got a little more in you?
Yeah.
Good. You come for the long haul.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Can I get another beer?
Well, that's the funny thing I wanted to talk to you about. You have a problem?
No. Well, yeah.
So we talked about tipping. I hope I covered it. I don't want to... I don't think I offended anybody. I think I said if you did it, don't be upset with yourself. Just you don't let yourself do it again. That's all I'm asking. Flight of the Conchords, we did that. Oh, Eric got and he swiped a guy in his car. The guy got out of his car. They looked at each other, and he didn't want his insurance information. What did he say?
He looked at me and said, "Hey, you know what? Forget about it. Us Jews got to stick together, right?"
So of course, I try to make it into a social point of view here, and I had this scenario. And you know what? Sometimes in a scenario, the danger of it is you guess what the other person would say, and if you're trying to make a point, you're making them say what the stupid thing or the thing that makes your point work. But I think we're going to go out on a limb here, and everyone's going to agree that I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did jump out of a car and you were an anti-Semitic person, and somebody said to you, whatever it is, in this case it was Jewish, so let's go with anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
And somebody said, you know, you just hit their car.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, hey, look, us Jews have to stick together. You're probably not going to go, oh, no, I'm not Jewish.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your hatred to cost you a price.
That's right. That's right.
But you just want it to cost everybody else a price.
That's right.
It would be an interesting thing to trick people with, to go, that's funny what you just did. And you could, you know, because it's true. They would all
Someone's so anti-Semitic that they want to pay.
Well, can picture that. Like if somebody goes, picture this.
They won't take him, let him off the hook.
Make me the guy. Say I'm Jewish. I'll be like.
I just hit you.
It could cost me. I don't even have insurance. Hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. License. I may pretend.
Hey, us Jews got to stick together.
I'm not a Jew. I'm not a Jew. No, it sounds silly when we say it. Someone's going to go, thank you, because they don't want their hatred to cost them a price. But they're certainly okay.
Yeah,
cost
I don't
want to
be Jewish about it.
Yeah. People go that after they, you know. Anyway, but I'm not a social commentary
am
show.
Am I wrong
I've
for
been
being
yelled
offended?
At.
It's like, so if the guy wasn't Jewish, then he'd be like, all right, yeah, you got to pay for my car.
Yeah, maybe he thought you were
but
Jewish.
But I'm not Jewish.
He's not Jewish. But he does have a beard and a Cadillac.
What I'm saying is, yeah. It's,
that's true. And I'm not being, I'm just saying that guy is judging. I'm not. I'm just saying, why would he think, at first I thought, why would he think you were Jewish? He knows nothing about you. If you're judging people, if they're Jewish, by if they go through some of the stereotypical, if they have stereotypical qualities of a Jewish person, yeah, you're going to make bad conclusions because obviously proof of it. Yeah, you have a beard and you have a Cadillac, but this guy thinks, hey, he's a Jew. I can spot him from a mile away. Honey, is his wife. Are you sure? Yes. He had the brown rim glasses, and he smelled like matzah farfel, if I must be honest.
That's what Daniel Kino said. You go, why did he think you were Jewish? And he goes, eh.
Well, yeah, he goes, yeah. And we looked at him. We went, you know what? I understand.
Yeah.
But this is not the type of show where we talk about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're going to take a break. And Henry, you're just great. Do you have any things you want to talk about? Think about it.
I've already talked about. Well,
no, you.
Oh, I have a story.
You do. I love stories. We all love stories, don't we?
Remind me after the break.
Henry tells the best story.
No, the best storyteller.
Oh my God, Henry left a message. You know what? Aristotle left a message on my house about wanting to hear your stories on my message machine, and we have it. We could play.
Oh,
he called me up. Play. It's. You know which one it is. It's. Aristotle calling me at 5 in the morning, hoping that he'll hear stories from Henry Phillips. Go play it.
Yeah.
Hey, Todd. It's Aristotle. I'm sorry to be calling so late, but I just can't sleep. I cannot wait. I'm anticipating a great story. There better be some great fucking stories, or I might quit.
He calls back again. It's on my old-fashioned machine that I set up sometimes for bits for the show.
Hey, Todd, I think I used up the space on the last message, but, again, anticipating a great story, I'll quit. I'll quit if I don't get a good story.
So well, we're after the break.
After the break,
remind me to tell you.
Can you give us a hint what it's about? I know how to tease. This is a tease in the business. People, stay tuned.
Remind me to tell you about Chris F.
Sure. Oh, wait, you told a story about
Chris Farron?
Chris Farron?
Chris F.
When you walk,
it's Chris F and the cupcake. Just okay. That's all. And
well,
I'll tell you that
already.
Story. Just remind me to tell you about that.
It's a great story. You're gonna have to hear it. Who's sitting over there? This guy? Sure, I know who it is. But people need to be reminded. You know.
Oh, and remind me to tell you.
Sure,
about,
I will.
You know him from the podcast In for Katie Levine, doing the production. If you know what I mean, 'cause for 24 days we've been hanging out.
Oh, Aristotle. We know Aristotle. Sure, he does. Yeah. Well, he works for Nerdist. Yeah, definitely works for Nerdist.
That's cool.
But then he does. Ours is the one show where he comes to here to do it. And then over there, ladies and gentlemen, is Duncan Carey.
Yeah.
Hey, Duncan. Sure, before I take a break, I introduce everybody.
He's on Twitter, you know, at Duncan Carey, spelled with three R's. Just keep Duncan.
And then Doug is sitting in tonight. Oh, Doug, sure.
Oh, yeah, we know Doug.
He's a showrunner for Todd Camping with Todd. Yeah, he's done other shows, too. Worked on Conan O'Brien for a while. Sure, everybody. Oh, yeah, he was a writer. He also worked. Yeah. A lot of few other things. Of course, you never remember all of them, but you got the gist of it. You remember this. Oh, yeah, he showran that. Oh, he was a writer on that show. Sure.
No.
And then there's John Brand Wagner. His story is beautiful.
John Brand Wagner. He's from Lawrence, Kansas, started comedy.
This is a true story.
At the age of 20 in Kansas City. At Stamford and Sons, you know he was working at Jason's Deli. And he left community college to start comedy. He watched the movie Step Brothers over and over.
What?
And over and over some more.
This is his story.
I mean, it was a funny movie after all. And then something happened that changed it all.
What?
He heard Todd Glass call for a new soundboard person on his podcast.
Shut up.
And he looked up to the sky and he put his fist to his hips and the clouds broke and the sunbeam shot down on him and it was like opening his eyes for the first time. Or maybe it was like winning the lottery.
I told people I was going to do an open mic, and everyone reassured me that, oh, you're going to bomb your first time. You're going to do awful. And I thought, oh, that's a great way to encourage someone who just started out on a new career path. Like, you wouldn't tell a doctor, hey, this is your first surgery. You're going to kill him.
Eric Olsen.
Eric Olsen's back. Eric Olsen's back.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, Henry, we're going to take a break.
All right.
Some people have said, why didn't you use Eric Olsen's song and just go to a commercial on that? We don't have commercials. Commercial free.
Okay.
But if we have one, we put it right here.
All right. Well, just remind me to tell you about...
I'm sorry, I have to stop.
Well, I love to hear Todd Glass. I
what?
Love to hear his voice.
Shut up.
I love to hear him ramble on and on about things he's passionate about.
Did you bring this?
You know it makes me feel.
You didn't have to do this. I feel it's wrong to play it.
Oh, I love to hear Todd Glass. I love to hear his voice. I love
shut up.
When he prefaces every story so we know what he's talking about.
Well, I have to preface.
You know it makes me
well,
feel
I mean,
good.
Sure that makes me feel good, but it's about Henry Phillips. Look at what
you
he do.
You know I love it when he goes on and on and breaks out of a fit even though he knows it's wrong. Oh, I love to hear Todd Glass.
What? I guess we'll go to break.
Yeah, I love to hear Todd Glass. Well, I love to hear Todd Glass. I love it, 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 love it. You know I love it. You know I love it. I love it. I love when he does his things. Like when he makes those noises. Even when he uses the funny box to make it sound like people are calling in the show on their phone, but we all know they're not. I still kinda like it. Ooh, Toddy, when you ramble on, you're funny man and you know you're strong. Oh, I love to hear Todd Glass. Yeah, I love to hear Todd Glass. Well, I love to hear Todd Glass.
Bravo! Bravo!
We all make requests, and sometimes Todd books the perfect guest. He wrote the song this jingle's based upon. Henry Phillips is on.
What?
Wow.
He gets a little bossy. How he's always seeking coffee.
What?
Or when he's cooking stuff in Henry's kitchen. Yeah, Henry Phillips is on.
Boop, 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 boop. Oh, I love that one.
Oh, Henry's here. I mean,
yeah,
Gabe
hey
is here. Gabe. Wow. How you doing, Henry?
I'm doing okay. I had
well, you sound like you're going to say last week was rough, like Rodney used to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, last week was rough.
What's wrong? Would you tell me if something was wrong? Can you put a little play in your mic? Hold on. Oh, I'm going to be my new guy again. Hold on. Can you give me a siren? Please put some slack in your microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Please put some slack in your microphone. This is Todd Glass. Please put some slack
more
in
slack.
Your microphone. I'm going to treat it like when the person doesn't put their hands up. Please put some slack in that does not fall back. Please.
Officer, I can't
please
get any
put
more
some slack.
Slack
in your microphone.
I can't get any more slack.
Okay. All right, that's it. Right. You played along great. That is driving me nuts.
Well,
is there a way you can put it on your mic stand?
We can do this.
Hold on. Stop with the beer bottles. You're killing me.
Oh, okay.
I feel mean.
Oh, there you go. This works. You need a fulcrum.
I wish people at home
knew what I meant. That bothers me a little, but it's better. I can't have a cord that has no slack in it.
But now I
and
know
it's
that
weird.
These mics are being played with, because where's the clip I put last week? Mm.
Yeah, where is the clip? Where is the clip? Good timing, John Bramwagner. He comes right in there. Can I tell you something? That's my favorite thing. You wait to score a show. You know, you just sit there. That's your way in. You got to figure it out. Bam, he waits for that moment. Like, boom, he comes in with it. And you know what? And people at home listen. They go, he does. He scores the show. You know, that's what you got to do. So, Henry.
Still avoiding the question.
What was the question?
Last week was rough.
Oh, why? What was rough last week?
Well, last week, I got a call from a guy who's a famous person, and I'm not going to say who it is.
Don't have to. I don't push you for it.
Yeah,
are you scared?
Yeah,
is that why? Because where you're at, you're scared?
But here's what he does. Say you're
me.
I
never looked at you as a scared guy.
This is... You're
who,
me.
Who is
you're
it?
Me.
Can you tell me who it was?
No, I can't.
Okay, I respect that then. Go ahead.
But you're me. All right, here's what he does.
I'm you?
Hey.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, how old are you?
Hey, Henry.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, 39.
Fuck. I'm looking for somebody to be in this TV show, but you're just too old.
Oh.
I mean, who does that, right? It's fucked up. And I was going low. I'm 47, but I was lowballing it with 39, and I'm still too old.
Hey, ask me how old I am. I'll be that guy.
All right.
Hey,
Todd, how old are you?
I'm 20. I don't like
Fuck.
You know what? Stop this whole bit. I don't like bits where we have to fake lie about our age.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think about it, so I don't need to, you know. I'm 18.
How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh?
Let's say I'm
weigh 210 pounds.
God damn it.
Oh, why?
Nah, we're looking for somebody to star in our TV show, but you're just too fat.
Shit. Hey, Duncan.
Yeah, yeah.
Duncan. Oh, God. How long have you had long hair?
Like 8-9 months.
Fuck! 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 Fuck!
Oh, what?
They is want someone wrong? On my show that has long hair for 2 years. I could have made you a man. Oh. Fuck it.
Damn.
And then what you say is like, I just can't get a break. You know, it's like you're the guy with all the bad luck, but you just insulted the
other. Right. It's like, God damn it, can't I ever get lucky?
Can this day get any worse?
Yeah. Todd, how many tattoos do you have?
Oh, I have one. Why?
Fuck. We're looking for somebody to star in this HBO show, but they need five tattoos.
Hey, what's your name?
Eric.
How tall are you?
6'2".
God damn it! Damn it to hell!
Why?
Nah, I'm sorry.
That?
I'm not mad at you. I'm angry at myself. We need a guy who's about 1-2 taller than you to star in a drama and a movie and a commercial deal.
Oh, I can wear heels.
No.
Lifts?
They already believe me that we brought it up. And they're like, no heels. And we have a special dog that smells heels.
John. How many fish sweaters do you have?
One.
Oh.
No!
What?
No!
Oh.
Fuck! Oh, my God, John.
Why?
We're doing the CISO pilot.
And they said...
And they need a lead, but they said the guy needs at least two fish sweaters.
I can buy more sweaters.
No,
I can buy
more. No,
Aristotle, not for the...
No, this is my
he
fault.
He can buy more, right. By the way, technically, you can't have anything that he could do, because he will beg to do it. I get it. I'll buy more. That's why I made the height... taller, because if you told someone they need to be shorter,
it needs to be postmarked. Delivery needs to be postmarked by last year.
No,
fuck.
Sure. All right, listen. I have a professional show, and I will not be sidetracked with any funny business. It's a real show. You're gonna love this next segment.
All right,
looking forward to it. So one time when I was on Comedy Bang Bang, I mentioned it.
Whoa! You dropped something there.
Comedy Bang Bang.
You might want to pick that up.
The TV show.
I'm so
Scott Aquaman.
I was on comedy. Can I tell you
something?
Bang, bang.
When that bit blindsides you, sometimes I'm saying something and I smell it's going to happen, but when it gets you, every time you fall for it, not fall for it, you fall, your body falls comedically, like just soak it in. The energy is comedically, but it still feels great.
Oh, it's great.
If it reminds me of one time, speaking of Comedy Bang Bang, when I was doing a show, when they had their show at the UCB, and Scott Aukerman and BJ told the audience that most comedians, if they found out it was your birthday, would hate. If out of nowhere everyone started singing happy birthday, they would hate it. But Tom's the type of guy, if you did it 15 times during his set, he wouldn't care. Well, they did it 15 times during my set.
Oh,
the whole audience. Now, I think Scott and BJ were probably in the back, but every time they went in, with it, the audience was right there, and it felt good every time. I go, folks, you don't understand. If you think this is bothering me, it's like being wrapped in a warm blanket. Happy birthday. And then everybody, and they're sitting on the floor there, so they were circled around you.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, so what were we talking about?
Well, we were talking about Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about it during the break.
Yeah, but there was something else we didn't finish.
Why? What happened in Vegas?
Oh,
Comedy
nothing.
Central? I mean, not Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. And then I want to talk about Vegas, but...
I just hijacked it.
That's what happened in Vegas. He doesn't...
Oh, yeah.
He's going to go, what happens in Vegas? Just
okay.
We shouldn't have said anything.
Is policy. That the setup for the thing?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you guys talking about?
Which level are we talking here? Which right. wall are we behind? Okay, so let me finish this, and then we'll go back to Eric and the Vegas. I was trying to transition, actually. Right. So what was
Comedy
this?
Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang. When I was on there once. Something happened on there. Oh, so here's the segment. Do you want an intro to this, Todd? Yes. Thank you for asking, Eric. Oh, by the way, the Bogey March, would you like if I would have introduced you with this? Because I thought about tonight. I thought, let me introduce Henry with this. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here tonight, the very talented Henry H. Phillips. Now, and then I could have a trumpet playing the same song, but not at the same spot. How would you like that? You had a trumpet guy?
I like it, yeah.
And then you had a trumpet come in. What happened?
It was guitar.
Oh, we don't have trumpet?
We do. But...
Shit, man. It's embarrassing.
We'd have to find it.
It's too many instruments.
No, I just wanted to do trumpet and piano.
Too many
and I thought
instruments.
It'd be fun.
One at a time.
Really? Well, let's
That's
see what it sounds
do
like.
It.
No, it's my fault.
No, it's not. Nothing's your fault. You know what he does? He plays, he gets more upset, and then it makes me feel bad for him. It's probably a trick he does. He goes, I'm worthless. I should get out of it. No, it's a little mistake. It's okay. And that's the way he gets out of it. So, you know what? We're on to your shit, John Bran. John Bran Wagner. That's right. No one's in a hurry but you.
Well, weren't you on Comedy Bang Bang once, Todd?
Oh, yeah. So, thank you.
Oh.
So, I was on Comedy Bang Bang. And I asked, this is the segment, this is the point of the show. I wanted some opening music, but it's not, I don't need it. And I asked somebody, told him an address I lived at. And I go, someone's got to live by there, swing by. Someone swung by, they tweeted it at me. Mm-hmm. They tweeted it at me, and there was a picture. They took three pictures of my house.
Wow.
I thought that was so cool to be able to see it. So if there's an address you remember and you want to ask our listeners to swing by and take a picture of it, do we have a... What do we have for this? I think we have a... Would you say this is a bit? We could use that. Is this a bit? Yeah, this is a bit. It's about something. I like to have intros for all the bits. So this is one for this. I think it might work. See if it makes sense.
This next bit is about a guy who does something.
Yeah.
And then somebody does something else, and then something else happens.
That's true.
And then somebody does something else, and then something else happens. And everybody laughs.
Yeah, that. Okay, so this is definitely, that's the intro for this. So okay. So do you have an address that you want, that you remember?
Well, I'm scared because you don't know who's out there. They might...
Yeah, but can I ask you something?
Yeah,
if it's an old house... No one's going to swing
it
by.
It won't be mine, but they might kill the people that are in there.
Well, now, why do you have to? What if we have a nice listener with a mean streak?
Okay, all right.
I didn't even look at it that from perspective. To George Carr, and I didn't look at it from that perspective. But I understand if there's an address you don't want to give out. I gave out 1295 Joan Drive in Churchville, Pennsylvania, and I'm going to give out two other addresses today.
I'll give one.
536 San Vicente Boulevard.
Is that where you used to live there?
Yeah.
And you don't remember what it looks like? You could drive by. By the way, you could just drive by. You could just drive by.
San Vicente and Melrose.
You could just drive by. Why do you need a picture? Don't you have anywhere further?
Oh, you mean like 850 Van Nostrand in Englewood, New Jersey?
Slow down, young man, trying to butt ahead of everybody with two.
Well, wait.
It can be further. It can be, we have listeners everywhere.
Okay.
So I said last time, 1295 Joan Drive, Churchville, Pennsylvania.
I understand that.
And somebody took a picture. It's a brick ranch house. And it was crazy. To tell you the truth, I wish they would have taken a few more pictures. Wait. One tree is still in the yard. I'm like, that tree was there when we lived there. What?
I was going to ask what the significance of the address was.
It's a house I used to live at. So, go ahead. You're going to give one?
Let's say building 280 100th Street, West 100th Street, right by Riverside Drive. Mm-hmm. Any New Yorkers out there? That would be pretty cool to see.
Say it again. That's where say it nice and slow. Someone's trying to write it. Don't take for granted. They can scribble it out real quick. But they could 15-second back it. What if it's broke? You never think about that.
280.
What if the 15-second back button is broke on their thing? So say it nice and slow.
280 West 100th Street, mm-hmm. New York City, New York, New York. What was it, 9... No, not 9. It would be 00212. I don't remember.
You can get away without the zip code, I think. Eric, is there any address you want anyone that? And you might not be. You might have someone that still lives in that house. No one's going to drive by and do anything but take a nice picture of a house.
10,000 Avenue of the Stars, Beverly Hills, California.
No, come on, for real.
I think it's 2803 Sadie Drive, Eagle, Idaho.
And if someone lives there, what's it near? What are the cross streets? Is there any more information? Oh, that's enough. That's all someone needs these days. Say it again.
2803 Sadie Drive, Eagle, Idaho.
And tweet it at you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to give mine now.
I'll bet my New York one will come in sooner than the...
You want him to tweet it at you?
I think it will, too.
What's your Twitter handle?
Henlips.
Watch your mouth. What's your Twitter handle?
Henlips.
All right. Okay, so me, I want a new one. I'm going to go... By the way, never mind. 7 Pear Tree Lane.
Where?
Lafayette Hills, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
7 Pear Tree Lane.
Ooh, right across. Fancy.
Well, I don't want to brag. We lived
did
across
a circle driveway.
No, but the people across the street did, and I was so jealous. The Nalabotskis. I've talked about it on the show. This is true.
I knew it.
They. They had the builder. I remember being in fifth grade, noticing the house across the street had a 3-car garage. I noticed it. I was like, because I know that wasn't my dad, even mom. I heard them going. I didn't know that was an option. But then it was on a big lot. We was on a big lot. The builder, it was his first development. He built this development, modest homes in the suburbs, brown shutters, red shutters. You want to turn your garage, you want to brick your whole front, these choices. Do you want to add on this? Do you want to? Circle driveway was not a choice. But the Nalabotskis had this, it was like Spanish, clay roof. It was beautiful.
Wow.
On probably 4 lots. So he probably built the neighborhood and then took 4 lots, probably was almost getting it like free because if you work it in, and then built his dream home. But the joke always was, so this guy built his dream home. He's a young architect, builder, I should say. He's a builder. And he built his dream home when he was probably 30, could be 37, But the joke was, my family was, and he built his dream home. But little did he know, he was building 6th grader Todd Glass's dream home, too.
Oh, wow.
I would stare at it. I'd be like, God damn it. But anyway,
with a pack of cigarettes, right?
But take a picture of the Nalabotskis house, too.
Nalabotskis, it changed a lot. It's not as beautiful, I don't think, as it used to be. Someone came in, and before it was just all...
When was the last time you were there?
To have smooth stucco back then was ahead of its time because this was, in the late 80s, and it was that spackled stucco that they were doing. The smooth was like, very, stoic and smooth stucco, and it was. And the clay roof and the circle. It wasn't only a circle driveway. It had one driveway went to the side of the home, majorly side, and the other one went in front of the front door and circled around and then came back. So it was like... It was so nice, their house. I wanted it to be my house so bad. I would sit in front of it and just may pretend. I used to smoke fake pretzels and may pretend I was telling the landscapers what to do.
Oh,
this was in...
Tell them to build a rack in the back of their truck.
Thank you. Oh, I did.
You think it's still there?
About Aristotle, read my book. I told this one guy.
I did.
He did. There was a guy, and this was in... I know what house. Sometimes I think, Todd, you weren't that young. You were probably in sixth grade, and you, over the years, maybe whatever reason. And I go, no, we lived on Stonehurst. And then I was in third grade, fourth max. And I told the guy who cut our lawn, you got to put your tools behind your window. You take a 2x4 and drill holes in it, and then you stick your tools up so it looks professional.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that. I was in third grade. And then I told him he should put his name on his door. But I pictured, like, Green Valley landscaping with a sunrise. Well, he comes back. Now, he's probably 20. He could be 23. And he shows me, look what I did. I remember him calling me. He was like, Todd, come here, buddy. I think, you know, I got his door. It looks, first of all, I want you to know, even then I had etiquette. I was very nice. I was like, oh, it looks cool. It looked horrible.
Yeah.
Now, this is from a fourth grader. I'm like, what is it? That's not what he took. And I remember exactly what he did. I swear to you. I remember it crystal clear. He took the... Not only am I able to say it now, I remember then what he did. I was aware of that way of doing it, even in fourth grade. You know the pieces of cardboard with the letter cut out? You buy it at like a stationery store, and it's got a D card. Mm-hmm. And he pshed with paint. Then he held up the E. Pshed, wasn't straight. Landscaping.
Yeah.
It was all uneven. It looked horrible. There was overspray. And I was like thinking,
couldn't landscape those letters?
It wasn't professional. I remember thinking in fourth grade, oh, this guy doesn't fucking get it. Idiot. That's not for me as an adult. As an adult, I say, oh, my God, he was a young guy. He probably tried his hardest. He was endearing at whatever age he was to call a fourth grader over. This was a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about not the perspective as an adult that I have now. As a fourth grader, I was thinking, fucking idiot.
But what did fourth grader you say to him?
I don't remember, but I remember not telling him the truth. That's like when I told Bernie across the street, I go, even your lawn looks better than ours.
Even yours.
Yeah, and he goes, you didn't have to say even. I look back, moron. You don't tell me that. I'm a little kid. Truth came out. Deal with it. You have a shitty lawn. You always did. And now yours looks better than ours. Don't push it. I should take out the even. Why? You deserve it. You're lucky I'm pointing it out that it looks better now. I should may pretend I'm in, what grade was I in then? Fourth. Fourth grade with Bernie across the street. Even your lawn looks better than ours. He's like, you didn't have to say even. Well, I know. If I lie, you're telling me to lie and may pretend your lawn's always been great?
Yeah. No, if you're not going to upkeep your lawn, you got to be ready to take insulting comments from a fourth grader.
But can I tell you, his lawn got... Yeah. His lawn...
That's the way it happens.
But
I was wondering who the guest would be while Todd's away.
I'm so professional. I'm going to shit in my pants.
When I came across some funk musician guy. And he was singing funny songs and throwing down on bits. Because Henry Phillips is the guest on this week's show. Last time we heard recordings from his vocal coach. Red leather, yellow leather, good to go. I hope he has a good time with Tom Martin, because Henry Phillips is the guest on this week's show.
Love Tom Martin.
And Henry Phillips is our guest today. And
tomorrow. Well, a lot of people
sing that song, but if you can only do that.
Yeah, that's singing.
I like it. Is that singing?
I think it's humming, but it's not humming.
It was beautiful.
Anyway,
it was beautiful. Okay, I want to be professional.
We were talking earlier, speaking of that song, which
speaking of it, Vegas.
I think it's a little bit related to how certain terms become, like we were talking about earlier, politically correct. Like there are nice people that used to use terms and didn't know that they were, you know, bad and they were offending people. But once they found out, they stopped.
That's
doing.
What normal people do.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. So there was that expression, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas," and that was throughout. That was probably about 2005, and I remember going there.
Yeah, what does happen in Vegas?
Well.
what happens in nothing really.
Oh, so I shouldn't go?
No, I mean nothing happens.
No.
All right.
I was there. You've been there?
Yeah, nothing.
Let me think. Let me make sure I'm being honest with you. There's a Golden Corral, but it's dirty.
Yeah.
No, I just want to be honest. There is a Golden Corral. Maybe he likes Golden Corral, but it's filthy dirty. That's the truth.
Literally nothing happens.
Nothing happens. So anyway, but you know, some of the other places are trying to compete, right?
Yeah, so you'd go to, like, I remember going to the Palms Casino, which is one of the fancier ones. And when you go into the casino area, there's the whole concierge, and right above it, it says, what happens at the Palms never happen. Like, that was their way of playing off that phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right, or whatever. So I went to my favorite casino, which is called the Golden Nugget. And for the listeners out there, the Golden Nugget is more in the downtown kind of red light district. You know, kind of more dirty, seedy kind of part of town. When you go into the Golden Nugget, in the lobby, right over the concierge desk, it's got written on there, it says, what happens at the Golden Nugget happens in the ass. Seriously. And everybody thinks I'm joking. Seriously, if you go there and people, really? Like, if you go there, right above the hotel desk, just check it out. There's, like, there's the check-in area, but then there's the concierge. And right over the concierge, it says, what happens at the Golden Nugget happens in your ass. I can't remember if it's your ass or the ass.
Are there any others?
I think it's in the ass. Yeah, it's in the ass. And I was like, what are they talking about? Are they talking about? And also, that's not really an inviting thing to say to your guests, you know.
No.
This stuff happens in your ass. Yeah. I think it's just rude. So I want to tell the people out there listening, if you get a chance to go there and check it out, but if you go there and it's not, and it doesn't say that, if you go into the Golden Nugget and it's just, they've changed it for whatever reason, it doesn't say that, just go ahead and ask them about it. Just say, like, hey, how come it doesn't say what happens at the Golden Nugget happens in your ass?
Oh,
I'm just curious. And they'll give you a great answer for it. They'll tell you the whole story, the whole backstory. That's
Henry Phillips is our guest, everybody. Of course I know how to score a show. Oh. I guess I'm professional. Henry Phillips.
Yeah.
He'll be with us for the next 7 hours. Yeah. It's the longest podcast.
I got nowhere to be.
Can you ba-ba to this song?
Ba-ba. No, I guess the answer is no.
I thought you did a nice job.
Thanks.
I really did. I'm very impressed with your skills. You're ad-libbing.
Ah, you know.
Let's say. Oh, the address. Does anybody else have an address that they want to give somebody? Just tweet them a picture of a house that they used to live in?
Anybody in Alhambra, if you're listening, tweeted me.
No, but you didn't say cool. What house. Oh, anybody? No. Well, you can get whatever you want. I want a specific house. I don't want a picture of Southampton.
Yeah, I would like to know if there's people in Idaho that even do listen.
Of course they do.
Is Ramona junior high school still there? Or?
Of course, they do.
Elementary school. That I went there.
Right. Oh, fuck. Which one's Ramona?
It's on 6th Street and Valley Boulevard, somewhere around there.
How about you, John?
This is 1980. I went.
The Improv on Melrose.
You know?
No.
Go ahead.
16. Near Ramona Convent.
Do you have one, seriously, to George Carlin?
My childhood home.
All right, let's spit it out.
1633 West 20th Terrace, Lawrence, Kansas.
Wow.
Say it again.
1633 West 20th Terrace, Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, I've been there. There's this lady named Rosemary that I go see.
Yeah, she makes out for $5, yeah. But that's all she'll do is make out.
Oh, you've been there too?
Yeah. Rosemary. She has soft lip.
How do you know that address?
What?
Rosemary. Ooga.
Listen, I think we got a good address. Everyone got one. Duncan, do you want to have one you want to give?
I don't have one.
Okay, then thank you. Thank you. I know he's got a bit. I can see the grin in his face. I said to George Carlin, you want to do a bit later? I'll throw to you later. But right now, we only have time for serious inquiries. I laugh at myself. That's what people do when they end up in a mental institution. Or you're, you know, on SNL and not being honest. But I did want to say this. Henry.
Yeah.
Are there any others out there that say, like, what happens in your ass stays in your ass?
Oh,
is there any others like that? I don't want to have to ad lib it either unless you
other
have.
Other casinos?
Yeah, like, you know, what, when you fuck a dog up the
that
ass.
It sounds like stuff's happening in Vegas.
It stays
though.
In our lounge area.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Nothing happens in
Vegas. Wait, I take that out. That's why would I say that, Jim? It's horrible. I leave it in, but it's embarrassing.
I like
Let's
it.
Let's say it that way. If people, you can't present yourself to be one way and be phony. If I take that out, people go, how come Todd never lobs out just to really, you know, under his abilities? You're being disingenuous. People, now they hear that I did that, they go, oh, even he once in a while, like, throws in a shitty joke that he could do better than. Yes, but I instantly realize.
Spit and shit.
They do.
Spit and shit. That I'm not sorry I said, because it's so absurdly funny that I think it could make someone laugh pretty hard.
Spit
I said,
and
people,
shit.
People are going to like this show so much, shit is going to spit out of their ass. It's so disgusting. It's so vile.
It's good.
But if you did that to someone, you can't deny that that's really making someone have a good time. Even if they had to go shower immediately and throw their clothes in the washer, the fact that they go, you know, I was listening to Todd Glass show. You know, he does that bit about, no, maybe now I'm having second thoughts.
No, no, no. You say it because you're cool.
No, do you really mean
that?
Who
gives a shit, yeah.
Yeah, no, you only curse because you're cool.
I never looked at it that way. I never did. I try to be open-minded to change and be a better person. So when I curse, what?
You look cool. You sound cool.
I look cool, too?
Kids love it.
Well, I guess, I mean, he knows, and he's 20 years old. So you think I'm cool.
I think you're fucking rad, man.
Oh, man, I guess I hit that demographics. I never looked at it that way. I never looked for advertising and shit. So how? And you're 20 years old, right?
Yeah, I'm 20, dude.
Yeah, I can tell. No, I can tell the way he says it like that. So, fuck it, right?
Fuck that shit, dude.
Yeah, fuck it, man.
Fuck
That's
it,
cool.
Fuck that shit.
Well, this is a young show. Fuck it, man.
Fuck. Yo, get fuck, the, yeah, man. Fuck that. Fuck it. Who fucking
Yeah,
cares?
Fuck you. We're a young show. Bye, Grandpa. I'm 35. Can I listen?
Fuck you.
Bye.
Fuck
boo.
Hey, old people.
Boo, old
fuck
people.
Off.
Hello,
not
I'm
today.
30. You're no. Boo.
Boo.
I'm 30.
Skateboard.
Come on. Get a job. Boo.
Skateboard.
If it's too loud,
crowd.
You're too old.
If it's too loud, you're too old. If it's too loud, you're too old. By the way, Chuck Berry did pass away, and, you know, I tried to find something that would represent him properly.
We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater.
Have you heard this
when
song?
When I
no.
was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hang.
Here's something I learned that I cannot remember songs, but I must be, if I have to label myself comedy savant, I guess I'll have to. Duncan, you're definitely. We'll talk off the air if you're embarrassed. Anyway, Duncan knows every comedian. He knows comedy like he's done a doctorate. Every kind. Did you hear that? He'll find it out. Like, you know, he'll text you at 4 a.m. Did you hear? Why? Neil Hamburger is doing a 140 show. At a bench in the park, and then he'd show up with like 200 people, and he'd know about it. Oh yeah, so he knows comedy. But
which is odd because he hasn't played that particular club since June of '82. And
yeah.
So. So anyway, I can't remember songs, and then we're gonna finish this song here for Chuck Berry. Give him a proper, you know. You know, maybe I shouldn't. I heard a video. He peed on a girl, and he was mean about it. So maybe it's one thing if you do it and you're both friendly to each other and it's something you oddly crave. I don't judge people, especially when it's two consenting adults. No, you know.
Well,
but
he's famously
I heard he
put
said,
cameras in his bathrooms.
That's right.
His
so it's a,
yeah,
but kind of apparently a if you play the trumpet good, people forgive you in this business.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, I'm serious about that. To George Carlin, I have to rethink about – I weigh in somebody's human beingness.
You know, the singer for Spandau Ballet.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
Apparently he was a huge cheater at Monopoly.
What?
Yeah. No, I won't listen to them. I'm like, fuck this guy. He thinks he can rip off all these people.
Let's say this. Let's say the stories about Chuck Berry aren't true. Look, I guess you have to say, what do you have to say? He did some really brilliant music, but he was a despicable person, maybe.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not putting any bad energy out into the air. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and then there's nothing bad. But if some of the stories were true,
I don't think you're
okay.
Wrong.
I just want to say, in case he affected any of our listeners, I don't want him to think I plow past it with technology. Yeah. You never know if he got his hands on somebody. Anyway, pissing all over them. Anyway, but seriously, I do try to be open minded, even when being silly. If it's two consenting adults, it's all right. But there was a rumor. I saw rumor. I watched it.
There's
I'm
a
not
video.
Gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a video.
It's not
it's very
flattering
scratchy.
Of him. Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
flattering of him. But one then, of his balls yeah. is bigger than his dick.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I mean, the guy's dead. I could be. I don't have to be rude.
But you know, I mean, if you're gonna do that stuff, you got to realize that's what people are gonna remember about you.
Right. Unfortunately,
yeah, he invented rock and roll, but
yeah, but you also. And by the way, I don't think it's that the fetish was there. I'm trying to even talk about it somewhat, but surely. The whatever that is, you know, whatever that is, that fetish. Look, some really good, kind people, I bet, do things that no one would, you know, we all do things, right? Well, I don't, but I heard other people do. Guys, I don't yeah. But it's the disrespect. I'm being totally serious.
Yeah.
It was the, you know what, yeah, and then, and it didn't seem like it was like part of they were role-playing. That's what I,
wait,
you know.
Was she consented to?
Well, yeah, that would. If other than that, I wouldn't be even discussing it. But you can still be two consenting people doing that and not.
Unless
can
she,
I, you know,
unless she requested, can you be an asshole about this?
Well, well this is so. Yeah, but you know really what? I thought out. About that. In the world of role playing, maybe that's part of it. And you know what? That could be so spot on. Go erase everything I said. I'm not, you know, it's. It, but I will say this. And it does seem funny because I remember it crystal clear. Funny in a – sometimes when I guess uncomfortability can be funny. But I remember it because she said, kiss me. Mm-hmm. And he said, kiss you. You got piss all over you. And I remember going, that's not nice. Mm-hmm. You did it. You can't maybe look away, say you're full. I don't know. It's hard for me to come up with scenarios.
Who knows?
But I'm not making light of it. And that's what bothered me. I remember even going – I know I'm watching this disgusting – you know, well, see, I don't want to judge. I'm watching something that I've never seen before, and it seems odd, and I'm taking it in. And then on top of that, it has to be someone that's, I don't know if they're role-playing or he's actually being mean to her. So it ruined the whole experience. Yes.
But the
I'm
girl,
not editing this out either.
The
because,
girl he was doing it to was a horrible racist, though.
Well, then maybe, but they even they don't deserve to be.
You know, there's just all kinds of cognitive.
That's not the way we should punish people.
Cognitive dissonances.
I've said it many times on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't punish people by punishing them.
That's right.
I was a little bitty boy. My grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Pause it 1 second. I remember my parents playing this in the car, and we would laugh so hard. We would stay in the car if we were getting out to go to the mall. We'd stay in the car, and we'd hear it. And my dad would masturbate. By the way, of course I'm kidding about my dad masturbating, but we did to George Carlin. We'd sit in the car, picture me with my big head and my family sitting in the car, loving it.
I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm.
I piss on you.
Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing mine, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got
is this
right,
funny stuff
baby.
He's doing? I think I got lost. He said, why would the guy say my? Because he's just saying my? That really doesn't mean he's doing like bad crowd work. My anyway, you know what? Maybe it's not so bad he's dead. Sounds like a guy that wasn't really helping out. Johnny be good. Okay. You know what? I could do without it, even though it was a great song. I'm kidding. I know there's people that love music.
And Marty McFly invented that. I mean,
right. Thank
I'm sorry.
You.
That joke's done to death. But
you know what? You can do
there.
It all you want. Whatever Aristotle wants to do, do it. Laugh, everybody, at Aristotle's joke. Laugh at him. You do. Without Aristotle, we're shit. Start showing a little respect, Aristotle. If you know what one more thing, and then I'm going to let you have you at the wheel.
Okay.
So we're talking about something very specific.
Okay.
And it wasn't about this. Well, this song. Oh. Well, I don't want to. No, I think I talked about Chuck Berry. It was fine. I mean, I don't negate. I always hate that podcast hangover when I, you know, I go, yeah, okay, whatever, you know. So anyway, I love you, Chuck.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I hope I didn't misrepresent you. If I did, all people have to do is take a second to find. I heard it. I didn't hear anything. Maybe I should erase this whole thing.
No, he made great music, but he had a questionable past.
He had a questionable past. Okay. So how do we judge that? Maybe we should not. Maybe if we really. I'm talking about myself. Why can we separate it so easily?
Yeah.
Why can we separate it so easy? Me too. You know, it's easy for me to not listen to Michael Jackson because I wouldn't want to listen to it when he didn't do it. And I'm not, and I acknowledge him as being a brilliant musician. It's just a lot of the songs were never maybe in my wheelhouse that I crave listening to. So for me to say I don't listen to Michael Jackson, it's probably not because of his questionable past. But if it was someone I loved, I think I could separate it. We must do it all the time. Yeah, with movies, you know, movies and watching. Sometimes I can. I had to throw out my Bill Cosby album because every time I looked at it, I could tell myself, I don't try to make pretend I never laughed at it when I was younger.
Yeah.
If it comes up in conversation, I go, God, remember how hard we laughed at that? I'm not living in a fake world. But now to look at it every day, I realize it conjures up more of a...
Yeah, it ruins it. Like, I'm not going to listen to this, no matter how good it is. And I've actually met... comics,
but how come with music
that I used to admire, and when I met them, they were such dicks.
Even personally,
I'm just like, you know
that,
what?
Right.
I don't even think you're funny anymore. I watch you, and it's like, yeah, no, we get it, but it's like, I think you're a dick, so it's hard for me to laugh at anything that you're saying.
And you know what? I think sometimes in the beginning you can, but the more these people affect you in a negative way, the more in the beginning you start saying like this, they're assholes. I know, but they're funny. And then the more they do the other thing, their funny honestly wears down. You find yourself only now saying it in homage to them. I know they're funny in their bones, but you don't really think it anywhere. And you know why? Maybe I'm proud. I'm not proud of myself all the time, but I fucking love comedy. I mean, it is fucking the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And when somebody's funny, God damn it. But I also care about humanity. And I hope as much... maybe more. So it weighs in on it after a while if their social views are always wrong or they're mean to a new act. It could be those situations. Mm-hmm. Could be you find out what they say socially and you're like, it's really starting to weigh on your funny bones and you have some fucking funny bones. But where you go socially sometimes, it weighs in. It all equals out. It's just the way it is. And what you're talking about, even if you work with an act that was like a real jerk to you on the road. Yeah. Have you had that happen over the years?
Or in L.A., I've met somebody that I always thought was funny. Right. And then all of a sudden, when I meet them, they're a person that I wouldn't like, whether they're a comedian or not. I'm just like, wow, that was a rude thing to do.
And it's hard to
and then,
enjoy them.
Yeah,
after
then
that.
When I'm supposed to go watch that person and laugh, you know?
Right.
It's just like, I can't laugh. But, you know, Wagner famously was anti-Semitic. It's pretty hard to deny that Wagner had amazing, sublime music. It's hard to
can I say this?
Listen to it. You know?
It must be the disconnect, which, by the way, if there's ever a time to learn about yourself. You don't have to be the worst case of something to go, wow, that's something I should be working on. Not feeling for a group is just that disconnect. Mm-hmm. So there'd be certain groups, probably because we know those groups, that if somebody was doing harm to them, we wouldn't be able to. I think with Bill Cosby, it was close enough. I understand the plight of just as a disgusting human being and also the plight of a woman that has to deal with that shit. There's enough women in my life where I connect with that is real damage. So therefore, that's why the Bill Cosby album. And I'm not asking why someone shouldn't be able to listen to it. You should do whatever you want. If you still enjoy it even after you heard something they did that was horrific and found out it was dead true, let's eliminate the cases where, wow, there's so many rumors going around. Okay, let's move past that. We all agree that fucking find out the facts. But certain facts are in about certain people. They're the ones we're talking about. And you know about them. Why do I let it other people where I could move past it, like hearing something about him and moving past it? It's probably because I haven't connected with the group that he's hurting. Because I bet if I did, whatever the group was that person was cruel to, I bet if you got a closer look at it, you couldn't go back and enjoy it. But maybe you don't want a closer look at it because then it means, oh shit, I won't get to listen to my favorite musician.
Yeah, you won't be able to enjoy it, yeah.
But if you, whatever the path was with Wagner, go sit down. You know it. I've said this a million times, but I'll say it again. We all know that you said he was what, a anti-Semitic?
Yeah.
We all know what it was when we've heard people talk about being, you know, at the Holocaust. And we get it. We could write a dissertation that would go, we get it. But I bet if you sat down with some of those victims and had a 2-hour conversation, then You get it. You really get it. But then you really fucking get it. And then maybe you can't go and go, I still enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what. That's so why, you know what I say? I'm lazy. I'm not going to do it. So why don't I just stop enjoying it now?
John Lennon hit
I'm not
going to
go
wife.
Do it, but I know if I did it, if someone, like on Family Guy, it bothered me with the child molestation jokes. And I went, I know they're bad. I know they're bad, and I know that's real. But I still fucking love that show because when they do it brilliantly when they're making fun of the right thing. But then they get lazy, and I thought to myself, you know, I it's so good, and I would look the other way. And I said to myself one night, I bet if I went, even though I know child molestation is horrific, but sat down with people that were molested and had a two-hour conversation, that I then wouldn't be able to go watch Family Guy. So I comedically, in a but real way, said, well, I'm probably not going to do that because I'm a lazy fuck. So why don't I just stop enjoying it now? Yeah. And now I still cheat and I watch it here and there.
Or
but
AIDS. They do a bunch of AIDS jokes on there.
You know what? You can make a joke about AIDS. You can make a joke about child molestation. You can make a joke about 9/11. If you're poking fun at the right group or the right angle of it, no, I want to be able to defend it. Go, no, they're not making a joke about this
it
twisted thing.
It gets to
thing.
Be a fine line, though, because the question is, if you got somebody who's sort of like, quote, the wrong person, and did they laugh at that joke when they were watching it at home?
Well, that's what
then
you have to
they're
ask
getting
yourself.
Away with it. They're right. Like, ooh, we're kind of like playing both sides here.
I never looked at it that way because you're right. Like, you go, what could joke be funny about AIDS? Well, look, I stand by this about Family Guy, and I always wanted that show has brought me more joy than any other show my entire life. It just fucking does it for me. It hits my buttons, and sometimes they deal with taboo things brilliantly. You're like, no, they're not making fun of AIDS. They're making fun of why gay people can't get the medicine, and that's brilliant when that happens, and I stand by that. That's why, because when they do it fucking sick brilliant. Maybe it's 20% of the time that I was giving them all this leeway. I go, well, that's not a spoof on it. That's just a joke that someone's getting molested, and this guy's a predator, and it's cartoon, so you get away with it. And I thought, no, I can't be all right with that. Not that I'm not saying someone should make me stop watching it. I want to know, why can I disconnect from that? That's not healthy.
Yeah.
And that's what people should ask themselves. Not you're all so busy defending. A lot of people going, I want to watch it. Stop. You get to watch it. Don't you do whatever you fucking want, but you're allowed to ask yourself questions and go, why can't I disconnect from that? And it's probably because you don't know that group. And that's where all hatred comes from. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Well, no, my only problem is, you go ahead and watch it, but also then you can't turn around and give some other guy shit because he's making the same jokes, because then you can always say, well, no, he's doing it satirically because of blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, that starts getting into, like, just trying to rationalize it.
Well, there's no doubt that satirization exists. And when I wasn't on Fresh Air, I would try to even take this conversation further, because I get it. You throw gray airs. There's people listening right now going, what about that? No one's denying satirization. Yeah. But I'd like to say it's sometimes those jokes are done brilliantly, like fucking A++++. The gray area, I'll let it slide. How about that? I'm not going from thinking it's brilliant to think it has to be. No, that's nothing. That is no joke in there at all.
Yeah.
Then there's a huge gray area. But I'm allowed at one point, allowed to make an evaluation, and I'm not wrong. If anybody from that show was listening, they would go, he's right. They break it down. Take 2 seconds. What's that joke about? That's not poking fun. That's just a joke that the older person is taking advantage of a young kid. And then I went, why am I okay with that? There's nothing funny there. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to stop listening. I wish there'd be the years of Family Guy. Remember when Blah 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 took over in 2018? It was just as funny, but they cut out a lot of some of those jokes. It still was brilliant. It didn't miss anything. I'll probably want to erase this, but no, why? Because if I see someone at a party, I run and I get scared. Like Andy Kindler, he can't go out with that big mouth he has. Why don't you talk about somebody?
I got nothing.
Your manager's on the phone. Can we talk to your manager?
Oh, yeah.
Is this really your manager?
Let's do it. I think
Hold on. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, hey. Hey, Danny.
Go ahead. Danny, are you there?
First Dave Curran, the best digger.
Is that really your manager?
Yeah. Tell him I'm working on it.
Well, pick up and talk to him.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Danny. Well, I mean, we just got serious toward the end there. We were just... I see what you're saying, but if it's all jokes, then it's just people laughing. I don't think that there's...
And it's pretty cool. And first Dave Curran, the best digger, first Dave Curran, the best digger.
I will. I'll try to make it more funny. It's well, Todd got on a serious subject.
I'm here. I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah,
you know what?
That we should have like kept it funny.
I know. And
time.
I thought, hello, how you doing? I agree.
Yeah, that's Danny.
I don't like doing it in the middle of the show either. I know I've done it before, but what can I do but say I'm? I guess it puts a little bit of a. It does slow the show down.
I do have to say, Danny's veteran manager. He's been in the business 45 years. He's worked.
He says 52. We trust him.
Well, but you know, he's worked with Milton Berle. And,
Milton
know.
Burrell.
I'm sorry. I said Merton Bill.
Okay. Well, I won't do those shows. I apologize. Are you a fan of the show? I've never heard it before.
Well, Danny, maybe, you know, we'll talk about it afterward, but you know, I think Todd's doing a great job.
Pretty cool.
Okay. No, apology accepted. All right. You too. I love
Thinking
you, too.
First, Disney,
I love you, too.
Pretty cool.
I love you.
Danny. Danny Milton.
I think this is going to be a two-parter.
Hello. Get my phone effect off. I feel great. The candle is lit. The lights are low.
It's lit.
The candle's lit. How long have we...
Almost 2.5.
Really? Oh, we're going to go in for the descent then. Wow. We're going in for the close. This was a two-parter. What do you think? This was on the first part or the second part?
I think it was
what if somebody didn't know? They're sitting at home. God damn it. Give me a guess. Help me out a little bit. Hold on, Henry.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a woman the other day.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a guy. And he was going around the neighborhood picking up poop.
Oh, yeah.
That his dogs didn't do, just as a courtesy to everyone in the neighborhood.
That seemed to need more
said,
of that.
Yeah, and I wanted to walk over there and smush his face in the shit, just smear it all over his whole face, smush it around. No, hold on. Smish it everywhere. But then I realized because I saw my Be Nice cup and I just said, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm glad I saw the Be Nice cup. It wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it'd be nice. And then you think.
It reminds you.
It reminds you. They work. They don't, they're just not stories. I see the Be Nice cup. And instead, I said, because I was thinking about doing that, hey, that's really awesome that you did that. And I had this gift card from Starbucks that I had not used. And I thought, I'm always going to do this, but I never really do it. Instead, I gave him that because I saw my Be Nice cup.
Oh. That's beautiful.
I was outside in the morning drinking my coffee, and the neighbor's dog was barking and barking.
Uh-huh.
And I thought about just dumping a box of rat poison over the fence.
Oh, no. Man.
But I looked at my mug, and it said,
be nice.
So I didn't do that.
Wow. So these mugs really come in handy. It's really amazing.
Well, I was going to go park. I was actually going to go to the store. There's a parking spot fairly close, and guy just cut me right off and took it, and end up having to park way further back. So as I was walking up, I already saw I went in. So I was like, all right, I'll just go ahead and slash his tires.
Wow.
But then he has a bumper sticker. What do you know? It says, be nice.
Yeah.
Just
which reminded you of the mug.
Yeah, and it reminded me of the mug that I
that we sell on our – the mugs that we sell on the – they're going to be available on TogGlass.com.
They must have been inspired because it did look sort of like a mug bumper sticker.
Yeah, well, I was eating at Denny's and – there was a kid that was at the, you know, what do you call it? The booth next to mine. And I had this.
I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, yeah. And the booth next to mine. And I had a fork and I was going to just jab it in his face, you know? And then I was like, oh, man. But the family had this one of those to go mugs, and it said "Be nice." And then I saw that, I was like, you know, I should
be
so
nice.
Instead, I just like gave him a little pat on the head, and I said, "Hey, you know, cute kid."
It is a simple reminder. Those "Be nice" mugs, even though I know it comes off, all right, do they really work? You get a glance at that, and it really does remind you to be nice.
Yeah, you know,
you have one too, Aristotle?
Yeah, from my way here.
Oh,
jeez. On my way here, driving in my car. And I saw this old woman sitting on a bus bench, and she had fallen asleep, and she was right at the edge, like kind of teetering on the edge.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I stopped the car, and I was going to push her off the bench.
Off the bench?
So
oh, shit. That's not good.
It would have been so funny.
That way you could
see that. But then I looked down, and she had her Be Nice travel mug, decided to put a blanket
on it. They really do work, because I think what happens is, to talk tolerance and to talk about being kind does not mean you don't have to grow yourself. Fuck. But we all slip sometimes. That's okay. You can still be a good person. But I see that Be Nice mug. And it really reminds me to be nice. It really does. It's amazing. I mean, it really does work.
Well, if you watch that video, the Chuck Berry video that we were talking about, you'll notice that he has a – when he's peeing on the girl and then he says, I'm not going to kiss you. You know, you're all covered with my piss.
There's no Be Nice mug.
Well, no, not only that, but he's actually drinking from a mug that says Be a Dick. So I think that he read that and then was like, okay, I'll be a dick. He was going to be nice.
What you say right now, you're showing you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful what you're influenced by. You read things. There's mugs. There's cups.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They are available on our website, Be Nice Cups.
Togglass.com.
Togglass.com.
That's where
be
I got
nice
my
cups.
Be Nice mug, and it saved
a It
life.
Saved your life. Is that safe to say? Sure. All right, what are we going to do here to go to close? Jump I thought we looped something else, and I was so excited to do it. We never saw Henry Phillips again. Oh, that's a fun game.
What's that?
Well, do we have music for this?
How does this go?
Yeah, you know, just out of nowhere. We never saw Henry Phillips again after that podcast. Last I saw them, I was at the Vaughn's on Pico. He looked tired. His limo driver said that he didn't remember me and wouldn't let me within a 20-foot ride. Okay, that's just like that. It's hard.
That's great. I like that.
Yeah. Give me a little bit. Duncan. And make it nice about me. Is that wrong if I give
you?
You $50? Can I be doing good? Because the game is, it could always be like, you know. Well, last I saw Henry, he was picking up trash on Pico with a bucket of crumbs. I don't like this.
And then you got to say, some people say he walked forever that night. I don't think that's possible. Because forever is an infinity. That doesn't make any sense. But he walked a long time. We all know that.
Ave Maria. Four Little Pigs song.
I don't know.
I mean, I wanted to do this. This is a song about pigs getting killed.
Aww.
So I'm like, why can't we just stop it where it says what happens to him and make it happy? This is what my afternoon consisted of. Listen, to George Carlin, here's the song. You'll know when it goes bad. Then I come in instrumentally.
A little song about four wet pigs. Here's a little song about four wet pigs. Two of them little and two of them big. They danced all night at the Pig Town Jig.
This is where it usually goes bad, but I saved it with my looped riff.
Oh, nice.
One went to college and the other one won $1 million in the lottery. Why can't it be positive?
Yeah.
One went to the farmer's market, one went to the grocery store.
I can't hear you. Talk louder. Oh, you do it again.
This little pig had a nice home. His mom loved him a lot and he got a lot of hugs from his dad and he has a good family.
Can you play the actual song all the way through? And I want to know if I'm
boy.
Right. To George Carlin, I don't know if I'm right. But the minute we hear it, we're going to go, no.
Well, they're having a Pig Town jig, so you can only take this song so seriously.
Well, you don't have to ruin it. I mean, I take all my pig songs seriously. And I'm sorry, and I'm not joking around, Duncan. Everything's a joke to you.
What's the Pig Town jig?
Let's hear it. What did you say?
What is a Pig Town jig?
Oh, jig. Okay.
Here's a little song about four wet pigs. Here's a little song about four wet pigs. Two of them little and two of them big. They danced all night at the Pig Town Jig. The two that were little were just half grown. The two that were big as a barn. Big as a barn, tall as a tree. Take them on down to the factory.
Ooh.
Why? Why make a song about this, you fucking monster?
The Cheesecake Factory?
I'm serious. Oh, they took him to the Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, shit.
Slice them to the bacon, cut him into ham, chop him into hot...
Why? Why? Why do we have to... It's bad enough we eat tortured meat. Okay, if you go,
you
look,
sing
I,
about
then you're
going
to go, why is that okay? Talk about a disconnect. Talk about the show making a full fucking circle. While being silly, making a social point, you can't sing that song unless you disconnect yourself.
I'm a vegetarian, but that wasn't really tortured meat. They took him to the Pig Town Jig.
Well, that's true. You know what? At least it's happy. Poor little pig was sitting on a thing. And by the way, so I feel bad. Can I talk about a whole, you know, this is ridiculous, but pigs made me think of this.
Mm-hmm.
These old riddles, three little pigs, all that stuff. Here's how much people hold on to hatred for no reason. You know, we talk about, like, asking people to drop word out of their act or say a change word. This, to me, came up while we were hanging out one night, and we realized that some of those songs, you know, like Three Little Monkeys Sitting in a Tree, you know mm-hmm. what those songs were originally?
Yeah,
Three Little
right.
N-words.
Yeah.
And now if somebody told me that, and I asked two other people that. Last time I talked was Caleb Sine about it. I go, is that true? Is that where those? He goes, yeah, we've had this conversation with somebody else. Yes. So really those songs, instead of just going, let's drop them, they loved them so much that somebody had to switch it from the N-word to monkeys. Like that, I know I'm not crazy. That says something. That says more than the silliness of it. It's like, it's not even in your, it's like, no, I can't just not do those songs ever again. I got to sing those
songs. Yeah, because it's such a good song.
Such a good song.
Yeah.
That I'll just rhyme it with something else. And now, if you got taught those songs after the transition, that's not what I'm talking to. There were people that lived through that transition. They were in that period where they remember that little doohickey, and I bet they fucking said, oh, my God, I can't. It's not. I guarantee fucking T I'm right over that song. Yeah. People went because they were in the – they were like – this is not – it sounds silly, but those were songs that people sang, and they didn't have any – and then they go, no, so they sang it, and somebody goes, you're supposed to say monkeys now. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Ugh. Makes me – but I'm not yelling anymore.
Can you play the second verse of that song again?
The part that's really on there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. We are.
Here's a little song about four wet pigs. Here's a little song about four wet pigs. Two of them little and two of them big. They danced all night at the pig town jig. The two that were little were just half grown. The two that were big as a barn, big as a barn.
Okay, yeah, so they skipped a verse.
Hold on. You sure?
I grew up with this song. Yeah. No, it's supposed to go, there was a thing, you know. The opening act at the Pigtown Jig was a guy named Todd, and he had a good gig. The people came up. The opening act at the Pigtown Jig was a guy named Todd, and he had a good gig. People laughed. It went over okay.
They gave him a dollar and he did his jokes. And then he went out and bought a pack of smokes. Old Pie Glass did his farm act too. A bunch of pigs sitting around a trough. He told his jokes and they laughed a lot. They all hung out in the place.
Yeah, they skipped out.
They skipped
over the whole opening act at the Pigtown Jig, which I think you even told me about that you were doing that gig. I don't know.
Who books that?
There's all these verses that they just left.
Ding 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 dee ding dang do ding 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 dee ding dee do 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 dee ding bing bing and a bang. How about this song? This is the most vanilla song I've ever heard in my entire life. I mean, I don't know why. Maybe I love it. I don't know. We're going to the close.
Gynecologist.
Oh, thank you. Why did you say that, Stephen? Nah, yeah, really? That one? All right, we should go in for the clothes. I'm starving. Wow. Do you like big roast beef sandwiches on pretzel rolls with melted Swiss cheese?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Is that from is that from the two little pigs or the two big pigs?
Oh,
two
big pigs. That's right. Me. Yeah. By the way, to George Carlin,
not
I'll even take ownership.
Sorry.
Why? I am playing it for the right reason, I think. Because when I heard it, I'm like, well, why sing a song about that? Like, you can make any song you want. Why does it have to be of them going down and getting slaughtered in the ham steaks? How's that? I'm supposed to snap my fingers to that?
I know, it's ridiculous.
Very upset. I'm writing a letter.
But someday they'll look back at our songs that we have now. Like,
Hopefully not the ones I enjoyed.
Yeah, they'll look back at whatever song they have.
Give me one that I like. You know who gets it wrong? When Johnny Cash does the right thing and goes back to prison, which I think is good. They don't have to be forgotten souls, even if they did things that are so horrific that if we knew what they were, we wouldn't maybe topically think they deserve that type of joy.
Yeah.
But deep down, I bet it's better they get it than it's not. But anyway, so he did the right thing, I think, by performing there. But he goes, I killed a man just to watch him die, in that song. And they go, woohoo! Well, I think you're missing the point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't exactly. think we should be at least have some humility and don't celebrate that thing you did.
Oh, I
don't
know.
Think that's Johnny Cash's point. If I was his road manager, I would have stopped singing, got on the mic, and told everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, sit down. What are you woo-hoo? What's wrong? This is the warden. This show is over. You will not make a joke about something like that. This is given to you because you have shown signs of humanity. And by applauding the death of the people that you might have killed, you do not deserve to hear Ring of Fire. Cease and desist. There will be chocolate pudding for dessert tonight.
I'd still try to be sort of nice.
And please wear your pajamas with the feet. And we're going to do hot towels. And Henry Phillips will be performing.
Wow, what do we do? You know my favorite thing to do, and you're going to really admire. All we right. don't worry about closing. Oh, what's our close going to be? We talk about it. What are we going to close with? And that's what we close with. And
okay.
then eventually we think of something. All Is right. there anything you feel heard?
Anything that I'd like to close on?
Oh, yeah. By the way, let me say this, because you can't just say it. When you okay. just say something, nobody fucking listens. I don't mean I mean the comedy they do, but listen to this, buy this. If you haven't seen Punching the Clown, mm-hmm. go see it, because you will enjoy it. Like, no, you're not going to – I get it. Am I going to be – are you doing me a favor by watching it, or am I doing you a favor to tell you to watch it? I'm doing you a favor to tell you to watch it, because when you're done watching, you'll be like, that was really fucking good. There's some great characters in there. It pulls you all the way through it. It's great. Punching the Clown is great. And I saw the first one. I did not see the second one.
There's a brand new one out there.
Called Punching Henry yep. Phillips.
Mm-hmm. It's just called Punching Henry.
Oh, it was a mistake, but go ahead.
It's more bits. It's more bits.
But they're put together beautifully. I've never seen... I'm not saying it doesn't exist, so if my compliment gets too big, you're going to be like, all right, Todd, now you're hurting your compliment. But I've never seen a comedian, except through his stand-up, really do something you say it's a movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That shows exactly who they fucking are.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to... I try to keep it real, you know, and...
it was great. Acting is great.
We're
great.
Down to a little method here. We just throw all the bits on a canvas, and then we string together, like, how could this be a sequence of events and
right.
a plot and everything? It's like the stuff that we talk about.
But you work
show.
It into scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so it's beautiful.
Footage here and there.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
And then the cooking show. My manager still, to this day, sends me the cook. Alex Murray sends
that's
me the cooking...
So
Oh, God damn it, you ride that line between it being real and yeah. being... It's just so beautifully. It's
I
like
love people
arguing.
The camera
work is good enough where when it shoots from over top, you're like... I love that someone stumbles upon it and go, is this guy
yeah,
real?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably half the people think, no, he's real.
Yeah.
No, this guy's real. Trust me, I know, and they're wrong. But you know what? Maybe, hopefully, it's no one that listens to this podcast.
But you get to
see,
yeah, there's really... There's people out there that are just so innocent that they've just never been
right.
lied to before, and they don't understand.
Right.
Why would he do it then?
And the thing is, you know? Don't look like if someone does find out that it was real, what I like about it wasn't in their face in a bad way. They can go, wow, and then enjoy it completely for just a different
yeah,
reason now.
Yeah.
The enjoyment just shifts a little bit. Like one time you thought you were enjoying it, maybe like, oh, this guy is like...
Yeah.
Wow, he's just some guy in a hometown somewhere, and he's a little uncomfortable on camera. And then you learn, oh, fuck, this is a great character this other guy's doing. Still fucking enjoyable. Jiminy Glick, if you were able to pull that off, it was real, and then know it from the other thing. By the way, I'm obsessed with Jiminy Glick.
Oh, he's the best.
Go back and listen to the old ones,
so
new ones. They're
genius.
All, God damn it, that guy. Every
Such a
bone
genius.
In his body is oozing with humor.
You're absolutely right about that.
He is comedy royalty.
Absolutely.
Him yeah. and Doug Stanhope.
You know what I love about him is that
I know he's
he
your friend.
Be,
I threw in his
yeah,
name.
No, I agree. If you watch Martin Short on any of those panel shows,
prepared.
You know, Letterman, he not only... Because we have a lot of different comics that are great at different things. There's storytellers, there's joke tellers, there's musical. He's all
he's
of them,
everything.
And he's amazing, and he commits 100%. He'll do a perfect one. Like, I was watching one recently where he was talking about Dave Letterman, and he's like, you know, there's a couple of things in the business that you learn. You know, there's like certain industry secrets, like, you know, don't get stuck talking to Matthew McConaughey without an exit strategy, for example. You know, like it's just like that kind of thing, and it's just like one liners that are just huge, and then he'll tell this brilliant long story that's got all the perfect beats in it, and then he.
He pulls a microphone out from behind the chair, and then he just starts singing a song. It's like he's just unbelievable. It's
These are the things around the holidays, ladies and gentlemen, that you lay in bed at the end of the night and you wonder and you ponder. Like, for instance, do I tip my plastic surgeon?
Yeah.
And then the drummers go, boom.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
He goes, you know, the other day, ladies and gentlemen, I was driving, and it was spring, and I thought a song that represents spring. So I took out my checkbook and wrote my lyricist.
Yeah. Lyrics. And not even to mention characters, which he's, of course, known for, you know. But, yeah, he's amazing.
Wow. And you know what I heard? That's always good news. Daniel Tosh's agent is his agent for like 25 years.
That's great.
And that he, I go, you know, of course I asked. I go, oh, is it wrong for me to, I don't want to ask if, she goes, he couldn't be sweeter. I love hearing that.
Now, there is a tape of him peeing on somebody, but I just don't even want to watch it, you know?
Nah, me neither.
I heard he's extremely kind.
Yeah.
But he's doing it in a very kind way. Yeah.
Gives
he's
her
like,
a towel.
Are you okay? Bone. I'll kiss you with the pee. That's what he's saying. Where did we go?
Look, I won't, you know, I don't want to do what we say we don't want to do on this show because... I want to be, you know, as long as it's two people that are enjoying themselves and no one's getting hurt.
Absolutely.
If I find out that's what, I don't care that, by the way, I'm proud that I don't care about the videotape of Donald Trump. I hate people that bring it up. It delegitimizes how serious it is when they hear that video of if someone's pooping on him. That's not the big fear I have right now. Something that he does to himself. That's not that. I don't want to see that. I hope that's not what brings him down.
Is there a videotape of that?
If there is.
Oh,
but
okay,
I don't even care if there is. It will not
it's
change
rumored.
My opinion of his, good or bad.
No,
that's not his problem. Yeah, yeah. So I hate when people bring that up. Like, that's not the thing we're you know, I don't want that to be the thing. That's like on SNL. I love that they do his hair good. When everybody does his hair, I like they sort of do it good. It's like, no, we don't need to.
We don't care about his hair.
His hair isn't the problem. It's fun, and I guess it's tempting to spray it that. You know, make it a little bigger than it is. Sure, it would be, but do it what's his name on
Alec Baldwin
does it. They make his hair better.
Yeah,
yeah. There's enough.
Yeah,
boy,
yeah.
I bet he hates.
You
want to
hear something crazy about Hitler?
Yeah, remember you know that.
Yeah,
people
yeah,
say that. Hear. People go, oh, "I want to hear something crazy about Hitler." He ate a cake every day. I go, well, you know what? I know something crazier about him. Like, that's not the part we need to make fun. Hitler ate a cake every day. Weirdo.
Yeah.
So we go in for the clothes. The auctioneer?
Rob, guest jingle?
What's that? Play it.
For creative comedy, that's the best. Visit www.robeisenbergcreative.com. That's Robeisenberg creative.com. Top class approved.
That's the guy who sent in, that's Rob Eisenberg. He sent in the jingle. Joe's wife is on the phone and steaming mad. I don't even know if we're going to pick it up. This is one song he sent in. He has, in the other song that he sent, Havana Gila, he mentions Joe in it. He knows he's the musical director of the show, but Rob Eisenberg sent in it's a Tagless show. So, you know, I want to give him a little love. He sent in that, and sure, we're going to throw some love his way. That's why we play this again. I know what
For
I'm doing.
For creative comedy, that's the best. Visit www.robeisenbergcreative.com. That's Robeisenberg creative.com. Todd Glass approved.
Fuck Eisenberg. Joe is our guy, right? If he's
Joe,
such a...
Joe,
fuck,
Joe,
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 Joe, fuck
Joe,
Rob
Joe.
Eisenberg. Fuck, no, guys, stop it. He's helpful. I don't know if he's liking this bit or not, but thank you for that song. Okay, we're going to go in for the close. Did we play this?
Yes, we did.
Well, I
name a job that's dirty, but someone has to do it.
Dirty. Gynecologist.
Wow. Be the guy again, the host. What do you say to
me? Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Make noise in the background like you're the audience.
Gynecologist. Wow. So you're saying because they have dirty pussies, or you think pussies are dirty, I
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay.
My wife's in the audience.
Well, you might not want to... Say that to her because she's got a pussy, I'm sure. All right, next. You suck.
By the way,
worst host ever.
Bert Kreischer is our guest next week. Oh, is it going to be fun? Oh. Bert Kreischer. Let's celebrate Bert for 1 second. Bert Kreischer next week. We're going to. It's going to.
And
for a drinking at the bar. I had a couple at the house and one in the car. Now I'm pissing off my friends and trying not to bar. And it's fire.
We're going to play that whole song next week. Duncan sent me that song and I love it. Is that a good song or a bad song?
No, it's really a good song.
Do we have any loop for that?
We do.
Wow. Well, you were going to do something.
Some people.
I forget. I'm sorry.
We were going to do the.
No. What were we going to do? I feel like this song.
Some people.
No.
I
nothing.
Don't think I have
I never faded a song out with nothing to do with it. It was embarrassing. It's here's me. Play it again. What is this for? What do we got here? Nothing there. No, play that song. Play that song again. Okay, ready, everybody? Are you ready? This is obviously turning into a bit. Are you ready? No, I don't think it's yet. Maybe I didn't have anything to do with it. Well, I guess it is time to say goodbye.
Run.
What? Run. I'll take it.
Run, 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 run from the bit. Run, 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 run from
run
the
from
bit.
The bit.
Well, Henry, is there anything you want to ask me? You know what I'm going to do to trick people that they're not going to know it's ending? I'm going to put an hour of a song at the end so they think it's a 3.5-hour podcast, and they don't know it's going to end soon. I think it's a shock. It comes to them unknowing, and it's more fun.
Henry also has a one-hour special.
Is that
true?
That's
right. That's right. We should.
You do have a one-hour special, which and it's called...
Just go to henryphillips.com, and it's right there on the front page, or you can go to Vimeo and watch it.
Let me tell you something.
It's an hour. You were there.
I was
there.
The
taping of it.
I feel like, can I be honest, and I'm being genuine, I feel like if I talk about your special, it comes off disingenuous that how much I loved it, because really you love Punching the Clown, his cooking videos, you do it for you. Cooking videos, literally I will lay in bed watching them, kicking my feet into the air.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then this, yeah, because I know we all get impatient with where we're at and what we want. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
But you found three vehicles that really represent you well. So, yeah, if I like your stand-up and you do a good job at letting the other things you do reflect who you are, I'm going to fucking probably love everything that you do. So with those three things, I think you did good. And the cup of coffee things. What the
Thanks,
fuck?
Tarp.
Like, the coffee, my big, me and my, what's that called?
You and your fucking coffee. Yeah, that's another
so
web series I got.
Fucking funny. Jesus Christ. I mean, the coffee thing, again, with Alex, my manager, coming to his office. I can't get him to talk about my career for that long. But we'll sit and watch Henry Phillips and giggle.
Well, at least you have a career.
Well, thank you. You're, you have a nice, Sarah Silverman's manager, right?
Putting stuff on, yeah. Yeah,
good
so we heard him on the phone earlier.
Is that Sarah
Danny,
Silverman's manager?
Danny,
is he on the phone still? Danny, are you there? Were you listening all this time?
Well, I mean, we didn't really think that was like personal information. I guess he's just, you know, he thinks it's kind of weird naming other clients of his, you know.
It's a compliment.
He's saying next thing you know, you're going to be asking her to do this show and it's going to piss him off. You know?
No, I would call you first. I would call you first.
Yeah.
I would call you first. No, I'm not just saying I will. I'll email you then. Okay. I'll email you. I shouldn't even have your number. Yes. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Wait. Let me just say something to him in private. What's that? One more time. Oh, my God. He's got cancer.
Oh, shut up. Henry.
What a weird time to tell me that, just right at the end while we're on the podcast. Jeez.
Oh, we got to say goodbye. Goodbye's the hardest. Goodbye's the hardest, you know.
It really is hard.
It is so...
Where's the boy in Arkansas who couldn't listen
What's
to
this?
His mom when she told him that he should go to school?
Now, it's not that type of show. I don't... What am I? One of those shows that rolls in silly songs? Apparently, yes. But we do have to say goodbye, you know. Hee-haw goodbye, maybe.
Where's the boy in Arkansas who couldn't listen to...
No, this isn't goodbye. No, this is the one potato, two potato, three potato, four. But this is the auctioneer song. You labeled it wrong. It's okay. I'm just. Do you think I'm right now? Go play it through. Go ahead, play it through. Come on, play. Plus, I want to hear it anyway. Play it through. And Henry's fine.
Was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his mom when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction bar.
That auctioneer's, I saw it, I can do it. $5 over here, we got a $5 over there, we got a $2. We got a $2 over there, a $5, a $5, a $3. We got a $5, a $5, a $5 over there, we got a $3, a $3, a $4, a $4, a $5, we got a $2. We got a $10 over here, we're trying to get $20 over here, we got $20 over here, $20. $20 from the guy to have, we got $20, we got $21, $22, $23. Let's go to $30, $30, $30, we can jump to $30, $30, $30. We got $30 over there, we got $30, $30, we got $35. Let's go to $40, let's go to $40. $45, $45, we got $45, we got $50, $50, $50, $55. Let's go to $75, $75, we got $75, up and over, we got $75. We got $75 over there, let's go to $100, $100. Yeah, okay, put a little reverb in my voice, put a cowboy hat
John,
on me.
John, stop playing the song.
That. No, that
Todd,
was me.
Your,
oh my God, that was
Todd.
Me. So, do we have a goodbye song?
What do we have?
I like to do it nice. Of course, I want to make a big deal about it. We don't just say goodbye. We're parting ways with people. This is a. This could get, you know.
We love the time we spend with you to share a song and a laugh or two. May your pleasures be
Henry Phillips
many.
Is our guest,
your
everybody.
Aw, oh, thanks, guys.
So long, everybody. We'll see you next week on
The Todd Glass Show.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.